This weekend's forecast, 100% chance of craft beer. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour Craft Beer Show.
How about that intro?
I am Mikey.
I am the Nick.
I'm Matt.
That was a damn good intro. Welcome to the holidays. Welcome to craft beer. We're going to talk about that thing, the beer thing.
The beer.
And look out for beer.
Listen to us while you're putting up your drunk, Christmas decorations
today. Drink a lot
today.
Of beer. Yeah. All those things.
Black Friday.
You know, for lately, we've gone on a long streak without guests. So people are like, "Where are the guests?
Yeah,
where are the guests?
We need guests. Shrimp fried rice. Shrimp fried rice. Oh, sorry.
So we got okay. All right. We got guests, bro.
Not one.
Not two.
Tony Banks.
Hey, guys. But two. Not one, but two.
Tony Banks is back. Beer extraordinaire, distributor, and legendary craft beer geek.
We've seen you on tap, sir, and that's impressive.
I thought there was an article recently, on like a national article on like the 10 most influential craft beer drinkers. And I seriously looked at it like, ooh, I wonder if Tony Banks is going to be in this.
No.
He wasn't, but
no, not that.
I thought maybe there was a chance he might be in it.
I am so one of the 10 most influential people in my own mind.
But you're like, oh, what? Well, God, if Tony Banks is here, is Tyler here? Is there a return of Tony Banks versus Tyler?
Nope.
Battle 2 in Panama City.
Fight.
No fight.
New challenger this week.
Yeah, new challenger.
Finish
him. A Libertine fanboy.
Yes,
Roger
he is.
From Pine and Palm Brewing.
Yay.
Yes.
Did you just yay yourself,
Roger,
sir?
Roger's got the lame mic this week, so forgive him when it's not perfect.
It's not that he's less cool.
We just don't want to hear him talk. That's all.
Yeah, I talked too much last time. It's like even the mic that doesn't work.
He's prettier, so
local,
I get the brewer,
Pine and Palm Roger, sole proprietor, head brewer, and head of all the things.
True indie beerist.
Yep. Right? So indie, bro.
Indie distro.
Oh, so you want to get into that, huh? Easy versus big beer. Tony,
like,
go.
I didn't look at him like.
I really support what you do. I'm a fan. I've never had
my nickname for it, I believe, is the one man marching brewing band or something like that.
Works for me.
Well, yeah, we'll get Tony Bags versus Tyler on sometime again.
No more. Team have fun.
Team love coming for that.
ELE. Everyone loves everyone.
We'll build it up for like 2019.
Thank you.
Whoa. Oh, when Tyler sells out?
Like, you know, when Han Solo movie comes out. Oh!
Shots fired.
Tyler's never going to sell, bro.
All right, guys. It's too early.
This just in.
He might sell out. He might sell out of beer.
Sell out of beer. That's what he will. Well, speaking of, we just opened up a Libertine on our tailgating, Lost in the Shuffle.
Excellent name.
It is an excellent name. All I know is it was sour and received rave reviews. Oh, son of a bitch. We're talking about Lost in the Shuffle right now. We'll get to another beer was shuffled in front of me. Right now, but we need to talk about it.
We don't ever have to talk about that beer.
No, we shouldn't.
We really don't.
Really, only the tailgaters should only know what happened prior.
Happy birthday, Mikey.
On my untap.
Power of the edit.
All right. Well, yeah. Well, I guess we'll have to talk about this.
Mikey, you might actually have to edit an episode for one.
That's not going to happen.
Well, I mean, it's happened. So, yeah, it was my birthday this week.
Yay! He didn't die. That's
yeah,
all we
I'm
could
still
ask
alive.
For.
Hey, he's not in the
pool
right
I
now.
Although I sound like crap. I'm getting over another bug.
Brown bag flu.
But, so, So Tony comes in here with this bottle, with this bottle, and he covers up the label. He's all passing around. Oh, everybody try. I want you to see it yet. I just want you to try it. And I'm you know, trying to get the show ready. I'm not thinking about any shenanigans. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. He just wants us to try it.
What a guy.
Like, he's like, and so I try it. And he's like, how is it? I'm like, oh, it's okay, I guess. And he's like, no, really, how is it? I'm like, what's he trying to do? Like, why does he keep asking that? I was like, I guess it's all right. It's not bad. He's like, this is a Rebel Juiced IPA from Sam Adams, bro. We had a fucking Rebel variant.
And then he crushed a beer can on his
it apron. It was like a, what do they call those things? The Smirnoff Ice Challenge?
You mean he crushed a beer can on his 805 hat.
Sorry.
As he drove up in his light bar four-wheel
bro drive. Bro tank or bro dozer?
Bro dozer.
So finally it's been done.
It's been named.
We've had a Rebel variant. This is apparently some new Rebel variant. Some cutting edge Rebel variant. Rebel juiced.
Well, I guess if we're going to have a Rebel, we might as well do it right and have the unavailable version.
We had
version.
It before it was cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had it before. Everyone else.
Beer is huge in Boston. No.
We're huge in Boston.
It's significantly better than the rest of the Rebels.
Or whales.
Do we just have a whale?
A Rebel whale.
Rebel whales.
Wait, I'll say that for culture.
Somebody's going to be like, whoa, dude, you have that Sam Adams Rebel juice.
Is that just like a whale in a leather jacket?
Had it.
Like a panda bear trying to be a whale? What's going on here?
So that happened. We also had a therapist from Dust Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you could use a therapy session after that.
The rapist.
What was that Lost in the Shuffle though from Libertine?
It was really good, really tart, really funky.
Much sour.
That's gonna be hard to recover from.
Yeah, it's an enamel ripper.
I'm on my second glass.
There you go.
Some people in this room.
Like, if you like sour, you're all about that. So there you go. We're caught up, and we're just gonna hang out and drink only. Only Rebel variants. It's a Rebel variant show.
Whales,
Rebel whales.
We got some aged Rebel punk, raw.
Punk Wally. Rock whales. They're whales with tattoos.
Walls.
Are we talking about the country?
Yeah.
Sans, with an H?
Sans
with
an H. H.
With an H, bro.
Oh, with an H.
So
did
what?
You guys see that there's a new Untappd badge?
Which
drink
one?
Five beers from whales.
Oh, from the country
from the country whales?
What? Did we get that going on?
I think that was a perfect pour exclusive.
Did Ed Winter get that going?
There should be an Untappd badge for adding beers to breweries.
Adding what?
Like
creating?
Creating the beer.
Oh, okay.
Because it has to be created because it can't be created by the brewery for some stupid reason.
It has to be a random person has to start the Untappd check-in.
Mm-hmm. I've added beers from...
You edited it from your personal account, and then you went through and edited it. It won't let me do it.
Okay.
Well, we have different.
You got to get a certain level of street cred before you could add.
Yeah. You have to have a second.
You're just cred Roger. He's the bearded brewer.
You gotta start a fake Untappd account. Like you gotta be like called like Joanne. No. And
this is Fred from Fresno.
E drinker loves Fred. Pun and Palm. Always five stars. Pun and Palm. Always five stars.
Five stars. This place is amazing. I can't believe you're not here. Person reading my Untappd feed.
Thanks, Mom.
Oh, my God.
But I have a person who always adds my beer for me. And I'm like, you should get a badge for that. He's like, I think I got one time.
How about a beer?
Like, you know, like, maybe.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Maybe. Possibly.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, so, I mean, it's time to open
Nick,
up a
go
new
pick
beer.
A beer.
Go pick a beer.
Poor Nick's got the fridge seat.
No, I put him all in the fridge.
He's stuck fridge with the Mike. Fridge duty.
Fridge Mike's on the
fridge mic is being used by Roger, so.
No wonder you can't hear anything in the fridge. This mic's terrible.
Yeah, get out of the fridge and get over here.
So what's been going on? There's any culture to talk about?
I've been so freaking busy at work. I have no idea what's happening in beer culture.
It's the holidays, bro. Uh-oh, Roger's got double mics. Watch out.
Double mics.
I'm going to leave that alone.
What? The visual. Yeah. It's an audio program. Tony Bags.
Couple of shake weights.
So we have a big time whale for me coming here. It's approaching.
Never heard.
I don't
of
know
that.
If it's gonna it's we gonna have, show itself right now, but
I think a couple. Do it. I see what you have in your hand.
Oh, that's no, cool. I, necessarily. I'm right just now. Whatever you have in your hand.
It's got a
cork and cage.
It's got a cork.
What do we got here? Tony Bags.
That's a whale. I'm okay with.
So
double microphone.
Let's play the alcohol game.
Do we want to know what
yeah,
you
let's
to do?
Okay. We can do that. So this is
all right, I'm back. Hello everybody. Did you miss me?
Shout out to our
my
friend.
My name's Chad.
What's up, Chad?
I like craft beers.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Blue Moon and
You got anything lighter than that?
Like an AO5? A little heavy. Blue Moon's a little
yeah,
heavy.
Yeah, whoa, that's not.
Let's we got stop. AO5, bro.
Let's get that tangent when this beer is being opened. Let's give this beer some respect.
I'm doing a thing right now.
So, this beer is near and dear to my heart. I've waited a long time for this beer to be bottled or anything to be bottled from the great people of society. So this is the Society Swindler. Shout out to Doug and Travis and Mike Sardina. We miss you. But yeah, so the Swindler I bought, there was a 2-bottle limit on this. I bought 2 bottles. One was going to get opened at some point and the other one I was going to save forever because
forever.
It's the first bottle that society ever bottled.
Yeah, bro.
So let's get into some Swindler.
Look at that.
So this is a barrel-aged sour.
Whale one.
Better fire up that sonic foamer.
Come on, dude. Come on. Oh.
Opa. I love gold.
All right, guys.
Wow.
Blew your minds right there.
Yeah, that reflects the excitement of a society beer right there.
So are we passing the bottle or are we... handing our glass.
Here we go.
Pass the bottle.
Bottled society beer. Something we thought we might never see.
Oh, yeah. All right. I already fucked up.
Don't cheat. Don't look at the alcohol.
No, we're going to play the alcohol game.
Hand me the glasses.
Somebody's got to know. Yeah, come on, bro. We passing it around here.
You are Mr. Roger. See what I did there? Mr. Roger.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Yeah, we get all right.
Won't you be mine?
Should I do my neighborhood idea?
Hook me up, bro.
Yes, you should.
Sorry. We're
and Mr. Furley style.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to get tangent.
Not Mr. Furley. What was the mailman's name?
Before we try the beer.
Speedy delivery.
Damn it.
Crazy old guy.
What's the style of this? What's the Swindler style?
It smells really good.
Says a blended barrel aged feral sour.
That's what I was going to say, but.
Oh, okay. Totally.
Oak, funk, slight acidity, nefariousness.
Poor Nick.
I know.
He went and got the beer.
I'm sorry. We're fresh out.
I figured that was going to happen.
I said good day, sir.
Good day.
Sorry. Who got top pour?
Ooh.
I think
Roger got
no,
top
Tony
pour.
No, Tony got
Oh, I got a top pour.
Dick.
All right. So what is
the poor dick?
What's the guess on the ABV, ZZ?
Is that a category now?
Yep.
ABV.
Can I guess it just off the aroma?
It's a sour. How do you guess ABV on sours?
Numbers and such.
With your mouth.
It's a little step down in sourness from the Libertine.
6.8.
4.8.
6.8. We got a 4.8.
Wow.
Anybody 5? Anybody 5? Anybody 5? Anybody 5?
Goza territory, huh?
I'm going 5.2.
5.2. Mm. And the Roger.
I did 4.8.
Oh, me? 6.7.
And the winner would be the closest without going over, correct?
Yes.
Correct.
The Bearded Brewer.
What?
He's 6.4. He's
damn good at this game.
He is. 6.4% alcohol by volume.
Whoa.
Packaged on 3/31/2016.
Woo. Do you care about packaging when it comes to sours?
No. The older, probably the better.
But I mean, do you want the bottle to be really old when you buy it, or do you just want it to be like this was brewed a long time ago and aged for oak for way too long.
I would say if you grab the bottle fresh, you could at least know the conditions it was kept in.
Correct. I agree with that.
So what?
See, we taught people stuff today.
I know a convenience store in Central Coast that still has Firestone 15th anniversary. Doesn't mean it was the best conditions to keep it.
I know multiple of those.
Anyways.
What's the best way to keep a beer then?
What would be the point of keeping a sour?
I keep mine under my mattress.
Keep it in the warmest place you can find.
Sour? No.
50 to 72, I believe, is the
correct
cellar age. Dark.
Sideways, closet. Right side up.
No closets in Fresno work.
Do not. If you live in Fresno, buy a fridge.
Corks can go either way, but they say
corks you should lay down.
No, I've heard otherwise.
If you lay them down, the sediment goes on the side of the bottle versus the bottom. So if you, when you're about to enjoy it, you stand it up, the sediment falls, you're good.
See, I believed the whole thing that the corks would shrink because they dry out if they're upright, but they're not cork anymore. They're synthetic corks, so they don't dry out any longer like they used to. It doesn't matter if it's up or on its side.
I think that depends.
Isn't that a real cork right there?
It's a synthetic cork. This is not true organic cork.
Oh, okay. So even the ones that look like cork are still synthetic. Ray Fontaine
or Canteon, they're probably real cork.
But also, I mean, I don't think does the fact that there's a true bottle cap on top make any difference?
Natural cork anymore.
Cork and cap, no.
It's not just cork. It's cork with a cap.
Where's Tyler when you need
him? I know, right? That's a Tyler question.
It's just another.
So if these are real cork, then yes, it would matter. But from what I've heard, nobody uses actual cork anymore.
You're not allowed
Nick to. Sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
I was reading Beer Advocate. That's all I know.
Whoa, that's legitimate.
Well, poopy.
Well, if somebody's going to do some goddamn research, wouldn't it be them? Not this isn't a forum on Beer Advocate. This is actually the writers for Beer Advocate.
Okay, yes, the Allstrom Brothers.
Oh, it wasn't like the comment section?
No, this is not. Hey, guys,
is amazing. So I give it 7 stars. Well, there's only 5, sir. I give it 7.
It's like the next comment wasn't Michael Jackson with
my
popcorn?
My brother made this beer, so it's awesome.
Just here for the comments. Just here for the comments. No, this is not that. Because I too want to know whether it's better to be on the side on the top, because the other thing I've heard about being on the side is there's more air gap touching the beer, so it's going to oxidize quicker. So I'm worried correctly. Now.
You want aged beer to be slightly oxidized.
But not overly oxidized from aging it too long.
And that's the fine line of when is it right? Drink, yeah.
Right. So minimal surface area.
And again, I feel that it depends on the beer, the brewery. We opened a 2012 Canteon the other day, and it was fucking amazing.
Now, was it at its peak, or could it have gone longer?
It was definitely on its downslope, but it was still drinking really good.
Because brewers mastered the art of, hey, I'm bottling this today, open it in exactly this many years, the same way some wineries have. Like, hey, this is our 2012 Chardonnay. Open this in 2015
John
in March.
Roy has, I think, and he says this beer should be, if you're going to sell it, don't sell it more than 3 years or it'll hit a downslope.
I've seen a few, breweries put that in a label. It's all enjoy fresh or cellar for up to 3 years. They'll do stuff like that.
You're doing so good. You were chilling.
So what? Now, what about a regular capped beer? Should I ever lay it down? Doesn't matter.
Depends on the ABV.
What do you mean? Like, I mean,
oh, on its
if
side?
I just buy a bunch of IPAs and throw them in my beer crisper in my fridge,
yeah, my
it's gonna suck.
My regular ass IPAs, if I have them laid down, in my crisper.
I've had beer bottles that I've laid on their side with a regular cap, and I have not had issues.
IPAs?
No, not IPAs.
I mean, how long?
I would say,
how long are we laying them down for?
They have years.
Yeah.
So,
lay an IPA down for a year.
Not an IPA.
Oh, okay, not an IPA.
Because the hops are going to fall off.
Well, yeah, obviously. I mean, obviously for the hops, but I mean, there's no problem with throwing, you know, beer, because they stack a lot better sideways in the crisper than they do standing up.
Or you take like a Gerardo from Ballast Point, pre-buyout, and lay it down for 3 years.
Why you gotta keep talking about the bio stuff, Joe?
What's the watermelon flavor going to do?
It's going to grow Oompa Loompas.
It's just a watermelon, man.
It's gonna grow Oompa Loompas. Taste like more like Jolly Rancher.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh.
So, but if you take a regular Dorado, say like a 2009, and lay it down, it's just turned into a barley wine.
Mm. Faster than if you kept it upright?
I meant lay it down as in just keep it tucked away.
No, I mean, I think what Mikey was asking was if I just throw a six pack in my fridge and leave it back there for a couple weeks sideways.
Will the metal balls cap?
Anything going to happen? Anything?
Taint the flavor.
Oh, I don't think that'll.
Right, that's what you're trying to get at.
Yeah. Without
am
a cork, I don't.
Am I going to taste any difference between?
So you're saying you take a
two capped beers.
Take a stone IPA, one up and one sideways,
for a month.
No.
Am I going to taste a difference between either those beers?
I don't. I've never done this experiment, but I don't think
We should do this experiment.
Yes. These caps have the same lining that cans do, the same plastic coating.
Yeah, they have the O2 reducer cap.
So if that's the case, then I mean, cans don't affect the flavor. So why would the cap? If these are lined like a can would be,
trying to educate the listeners, right?
If the beer is bottled 2015 or older, laying it on the cap would only expose you to BPA. That's the only difference.
Yay, water bottles.
I heard that's good, right? It's got all that flavor in there? No? Oh, sorry.
Wow. We're really
I believe you have some
sporn stuff here.
But you understand what we're
some
saying, right?
Stone in there, don't you?
You could lay it down or stand it up.
It's an anniversary stone.
You want a real
whale?
We got a real whale for you.
We really want to get there. Drawer.
In my honest opinion,
that's been upside, left side, down.
Yeah. If you think beer was tainted because of the direction that you cellared it, chances are it was probably bad from the start.
Yes, I agree with that.
Mm, that's interesting.
Mm.
So you're screwed to begin with.
I can't blame it on.
I can't drink this beer, bro. It was laid vertically instead of horizontally.
This beer tastes like it was laid down. Did you lay this beer down?
Vertical. Can't do it.
Somebody already laid this beer.
Did you lay this beer down? This just tastes laid. This beer tastes laid. That's a new beer geek term we're starting right here.
Laid beer.
Laid beer.
Dude. This laid.
This beer was totally laid like 6 months ago.
Was this beer laid?
This beer was laid 6 months ago.
You laid this beer, didn't you? You're supposed to have them upright because of CO2. God damn it. This bar sucks. I'm leaving.
Well, what's going on? Being a brewer has no culture. I have no culture. What do you have,
Nick? You looking at me?
What's your culture?
Looking at me? I got culture.
We're uncultured here.
Got your culture right here.
Uncultured. On you guys.
Yeah, what? Tony Bags, man. What's the last brewery you were at? You explore. You're a California kid.
Central Coast Brewing.
Yeah, that's cool. What's that? Why is that so funny? Wait,
the new
so
building funny. Or the old building?
The old building. Because it's I guess I was in Libertine today, but that's under construction. Brewery drinking beer, the Pope Francis 2 from Central Coast Brewing is awesome.
So you were at Libertine earlier today, and now you're here.
Has Central Coast left their like weird office complex yet?
No. Okay. Still there.
The one where you walk like 20 minutes to find a bathroom?
Yeah. You go upstairs, you go down the stairs, you make a left, you make a right. Yeah.
I like that place.
They're doing such good stuff. They're doing the Northeast Juicy Hazy. Pulp Francis.
We just had a juicy IPA.
Jokes. It's called Pulp Francis. And then we have Pulp Francis too, and it's fucking awesome. Brennan's, again, people judge me and whatever. He's the best brewer on the coast right now.
The Central Coast guy? I have beer. What's it called?
Culture.
I have culture.
Sure.
There's a local brewery in town who just doubled their square footage.
What are they called? What again?
I don't know.
What?
Oh,
Some sort of like forest or something downtown.
Yeah, there's something about the Forest Service.
I think the U.S. Forest Service doubled their brewery. Like, that's what the badge looks like, right?
Tioga Sequoia's bigger now.
Tripled.
Space, bro. What you gonna do with all that space, yo?
What you gonna do with all that?
What you gonna
space,
do with all
space,
that?
Space.
All that junk in all your trunk. Yo.
We've already mapped it out. It's not enough.
I heard that already
more Joaquin Murrieta for everyone.
I have heard through back channels that as soon as you guys got the keys to that space, that there was a certain bearded brewer on a forklift driving pallets of grain into there saying, "Get this out of my tasting room."
Fuck yeah.
I know. I saw a picture of like, listen, we just opened this up. Look. And I saw a bunch stack of kegs in the back already. Like, Jesus, they're already throwing shit in there.
Yep. It's called just storage. Until you get your building permit and plans approved, it's called just dead storage space.
Yep. They've been taking up my space, and they said, as soon as we get this building, you could have all. We'll take all the grain out of your beer garden. I said, all right.
And guess what?
They got the keys, soon. And I was just like, all right, there's a forklift. I'll move myself.
Well, congrats to Tioga.
So how big is the new space?
The new space is 14,500. Our current two buildings are 7,000.
Damn.
So we are tripling our size.
How many barrels are you going to get now, bro? How many barrels?
We're at 9,000. We're shooting for somewhere under 30.
Yes.
Wow.
Now, so are you going to open up distribution in the Central Coast?
That's going to get on Budweiser's radar, bro.
I would imagine that we would be headed north the soonest, and I can't quite say where we'd go from there. But I would like to say that we would hit Sacramento, San Francisco, Central Coast, LA, and then worry about things from there. But that's just my opinion.
Fuck it.
Nick is bringing out
some
yeah, let's fuck that
another beer. To run the show.
Wait, what are we doing?
What do we got
we
here?
Just
I'm
somebody?
Trying to
did it all for the necky.
Palette appropriate this podcast.
We're not supposed to open that one.
Did it all for the necky.
We're not what? Oh my god.
I love gold.
What?
Yes. He can say things.
All right, hand me glasses so we can do the ABV game.
He can say all the bad things. All right, we got a new beer going around the table.
Never heard of it.
So this is from the Kern Rivers.
Oh, Adrian.
Our bro, Adrian.
The head guy, yeah.
Head brewer, Adrian.
This is the Hop Nookie.
We talked to him first.
Triple IPA.
Nobody else talked to him before we did.
That's right.
From the Kern Rivers.
Did you say triple IPA?
Triple IPA.
You're from Kern River.
From Kern River.
All right. That gives us a hint.
Out in the Kernvilles.
It's up by Lake Isabella, right?
Yep. You go to Bakersfield and you go way out past Yonder.
You said triple?
Triple.
The Hop Nookie is a triple?
Yes, sir.
Another triple?
I think it's Tripel.
Tripel. No.
Wow.
It's a triple. Tripel. Boom.
12-3.
The aroma.
We got a 12-3.
Amazing.
Wow. You going off the aroma?
We should do aroma bets.
We have an aroma bet? This aroma totally smells like a 12-3.
My microphone tastes delicious.
I thought you said there were hops in here.
Om nom nom.
Never mind.
It's barley wine.
Oh,
no, there's hops.
Hi, you just like
it eating tastes my different heart than heart. It smells.
You like eating my heart.
Pour this in my French toast in the morning.
This is aged because
it's syrupy. It.
What are the kind of hops are in this? Does it say?
Green ones.
It says he did it all.
For the
and then, yeah.
Yes, it does, actually. We have, do you love hops? Yep, we do too. That is why we put Chinook and Amarillo hops together with plenty of specialty malts, California ale yeast, our clean Zero. Sierra Mountain water, and let nature take its course. The result? Time to find out. Dim the lights, put on some tunes, and get you some.
What was the
Hop Nookie?
What was the A word? I know you said Chinook.
Amarilla.
Armadillo.
Armadillos.
Yeah, I'd believe there's Areolas. Two hops in there. I believe it's 001.
Wow, so Bearded right. Brewer's got a 12-3.
No, I. 10-5. It's a triple.
We got 10-5. A 10-5 from the Roger.
Saying, yeah, I like 10-9.
10-9.
Ooh.
Roger.
Damn it, he undercut me.
Roger. Nick. I'm Nick.
No, I know. I was. That was 10-4. Sorry, my bad.
I'll take
10-4.
10-4.
We went from 10-4, right? Buddy. No. Good buddy. 11-3.
11-3. And the winner, Mikey!
Yeah!
With an 11% flat. 10-9. Almost nailed it.
Yeah, I was trying to base my bet off the fact that Citra is a double at 8%. So I was like, what do they call a triple? Something not too high.
Thanks for bringing this beer.
Triple starts at 9%.
You're very welcome.
I think triple starts at 9%.
Lumber Jose has a few or questions for us.
Oh, really?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Bourbon barrel or wine barrel?
Bourbon barrel.
Bourbon.
Bourbon.
I know that guy's going to say bourbon.
Yeah. Right. I don't even need to answer this. I'll just go home.
My
bourbon barrel
experience with wine barrel is significantly limited. So I'm just going to
I didn't say abstain. I don't like wine barrels.
Yeah.
No, I took that to mean you hate wine barrels.
Yeah. Bro. Oh, yeah. I mean, we exactly know what you mean.
Yeah, I was thinking murder, death, kill, right? Or
yeah. Murder.
Yeah, murder, fuck, marry.
Marry, fuck, kill.
Marry, fuck, kill. There it is.
It wasn't Tony. It's all right.
It wasn't me.
Oh, everyone else has to drop F-bombs?
No, you can. Tony was getting
for those who have kids in the car. That was an F bomb 20 seconds ago.
There's your delay button.
Yeah, we don't have a delay
button. Okay, so what was the next one?
By the way, I would say bourbon, but
nobody cares.
I have no idea.
Nobody cares.
What's the best thing to put an IP in, Mikey?
Neither. Just keeping the fuck out of a barrel.
IPA.
Amen.
Fermenter to my mouth.
IPA in a Chardonnay barrel is actually pretty good.
It is.
Because then you
guys just said don't put them in a barrel. Now.
But you pull it out and then you dry hop it.
Oh, hey, wine barrel people out there, I need a red wine barrel and a white wine barrel.
I know some go. People
are looking out. Right, you're looking out for.
Yeah, looking out for.
Hold on, looking out for wine barrels.
Roger, we got.
Add that to you're looking out for.
Sure, we can make that happen for you.
Barrels.
Roger, we've got all your problems solved. We have a Mr. Beer kit right here for you. You can age it all you want in that thing.
Yeah, we'll put a little box wine in it.
It looks exactly like a barrel.
Yep.
That's the amazing part.
Looks exactly totally barrel, like dude. Yeah.
Just hit save mark, get some box wine, slosh it around a little bit.
Could you imagine getting a barrel that Libertine used? Roger, you like having a
I mean, that'd be awesome barrel? Too, but...
Then you'd have to get a new brewery. Or only make sours. Seriously, sour beer...
He's completely 100% correct.
Sour beer. I mean,
it's funny,
space.
But yeah.
Why do you think the best have separate spaces?
I would love to turn my tiny baby space into a sour space, but that's years from now.
One day.
Belgians or farmhouse.
Unless you're just like that brewer who opens up and then 6 months later turns into a sour house. Yeah, what'd you do there, buddy?
I fucked up really bad.
Guess but what? This stuff's amazing, right?
It's okay, though.
Guess what, guys?
My dad has a lot of money. My dad has a lot of money for making raisins, so it's okay.
Thanks for rubbing it in. I will say farmhouse.
I will, yeah.
Because,
but it doesn't count if you don't lean into it.
Because those are better for sharing.
Belgian or
people
farmhouse.
People that give you a Belgian, they're like, here's a 20-ounce pour of this Belgian beer. And then I cry to myself. Farmhouse, they're like, here's 2 ounces. What do you think?
Well,
I think that I'll harlot, move on to the next one.
The harlot from society.
I've been known to drink some harlot.
Yeah.
At beer festivals. Oh, give me another one.
I'll go farmhouse also.
I'm saying farmhouse as well.
Belgian.
Wait, what was the question again?
I hate Belgians or farmhouse.
Belgian. All that coriander.
I do love Duvel, but I love farmhouse sales.
Some Gilded Drac.
All right. Belgians give me the
Bubblegut?
Poopies.
They give me the unfixable feeling of a poop. Although, I mean, farmhouses are kind of funky as well, so...
I got the poops.
Can I have an 805?
No. Can I get an 805? No, you can't.
But if those are the only other two options.
Water.
Water.
Wine barrel 805.
There we go.
Did you say yours, Nick?
Belgian.
All right. What? Farmhouse.
You're the one Belgian guy.
Get out of here.
I'll take a Belgian.
Oh, you're just the contrary hipster dude.
That's
huh?
I was drinking Belgian.
Oh, everybody.
I'll do a Saison.
That's it. We're going to fire you and hire somebody at half of your pay.
Yay.
Roger, you're
Roger's in.
Roger's in.
Good luck doing
that. Nitro beer or cask?
Nitro.
No. Hold on. Warm flat beer? Or cold creamy beer?
Nitrogenated beer.
I like cask beer. I can understand it. I can appreciate it. But nobody else understands it.
Wait, what kind of style of cask beer are we doing?
Yeah,
I don't want to be the guy explaining it to anybody. I just want to drink it.
And what kind of nitro beer are we doing? You want to put an IPA?
No.
Okay, IPA cask.
IPAs, please,
I wish you would have had double dry hop and nitro. You would have liked it.
I've heard of it.
Heard of it.
Personally, everyone has a beer style that they don't like. I personally don't like red ales. Red ales on nitro are pretty goddamn good. I will say that. So.
No.
No.
If your SRM isn't above like 20, don't be on nitro. And that's like a color rating.
I know. So it's accurate.
Other people. There's people listening.
That's your
reference method.
But I don't enjoy IPAs on nitro. I think it's a waste of really good beer.
Yeah.
Unless it gets old and it's like malty, you're like, what can I do with this? I'll throw it on nitro. It actually kind of works.
But you gotta use that nitro tap.
Red Chair or Jubal or anything pretty much just used as on nitro is pretty fucking tasty.
I have had that Red Chair on nitro, and it was good.
Maybe it's just Deschutes.
I had it, okay? Really
yeah, good. Right.
Where'd you have this beer?
Mikey, you went out in public?
It was at my cousin's house. You don't know him. it was pretty cool.
I want to be friends with your cousin as a nitro tap in his
Yeah, well, he's gone.
It's in his shower.
He's not that cool, bro.
He's gone now. He moved. You can't find him right now, but, you know, but it happened.
It's in his shower.
I read it once on the internet machine, so it's got to be true.
All right, last one. Imperial Stout or double IPA?
I'm not even going to answer.
Yeah. Nick, we already
know. Yeah, we know, Nick.
Just going to sit back and enjoy my IPA.
We already know mine.
That's really, really hard for me.
Ooh.
I'll take a double IPA
because
I always think of Imperial Stouts as differently. You just want to give me a big, strong stout? Yeah, it's fine, but I still take the double IPA.
I'm going to go double IPA as well, and that's really... Wow. That's the toughest one for me because when I first got into beer, I would only drink IPAs, double IPAs, triple IPAs, and stouts were nothing to my palate. And now I find myself drinking more stouts than IPAs. But you give me a good double IPA, I'm in. Sold.
Mikey, please set sliders 3 and 5 to 0, please.
What?
Cancel these two microphones.
you got it.
So no got it, Nick. Stouts for Nick for the rest of the night.
Well, Bearded Brewer. Right. I'm curious.
No stouts for you for the rest of the night.
I'm going to say Imperial Stout.
Oh, it's going to back up. You got some brother backup.
Because my preferred IPA percentage is 6.5%. Not that I don't like double IPAs, but I prefer a 6.5% single IPA. When it comes
to
stouts,
6.6% though.
When it comes to stouts, if it's 6 or higher, I'm cool.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Bearded Brewer is the one person that I know that is a beer purist more than anyone. It could be the most sought out beer in the world. It could be Celebration. It could be Sierra Nevada Pale Ale. It could be fucking Fat Tire. If it's a well rounded made beer, Bearded Brewer fucking enjoys it.
Yep.
That's all.
He does enjoy his guidelines.
I've been known to enjoy Fat Tire in a can.
That's good.
I seen it.
Oh, what was that?
What was that?
I love gold.
That was 32 ounces.
Yeah, Crowler, bro.
Crowler called it.
Called it.
Who will be the first to take top pour of this Crowler?
I've taken top pour twice, so I'm passing the...
Fine. I will take top
pour. Roger, what do we have here? What beer. Beer is this?
This is the Holiday R.I.P.
Holiday!
Which
what is that?
The Rogers Imperial Porter.
Celebrate!
So it's an 8.5% porter.
From Pine and Palm Brewing.
Oh, yeah, that's where it's from.
We were just talking Imperial Stouts. Can you just go make it a stout?
No.
No.
I don't like the word stout, and it doesn't sound as funny.
Stoot.
R.I.P., not R.I.S.
Stoot. Well,
sorry, I was pouring.
Pine and Palm goes around the table. You can also email us, not only voicemail us, but email us. I'm gonna assume
did you
that
say coffee?
Chubu,
no.
We left some voicemails, but he also left us
literally the perfect pour.
Hey, email. What's up,
eh? Check it out, eh? Chubu B will be in Fresno next weekend, eh? Check it out. December 2nd, Holmes, later after work, Holmes, in the evening, all the way through Sunday, December 4th, eh? So clear your calendars, eh? Make room for Chew Your Beer and Chocotazo, Holmes, and some beers. And hopefully we can throw a little podcast, some Dorktown, some Perfect Pour, eh? I left a voicemail. Disregard that one, eh? I had the dates wrong. Eh? So it's not this coming weekend, Thanksgiving weekend, but the following, eh? The first weekend of December, Holmes. So once again, eh? December 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, Chew Your Beer takes over Fresno. Nick,
is there a time I hope to have a stout with you.
Mikey, I hope I can have an IPA with you. And Matt, hopefully I can have a red ale with you. Scotty B, hopefully I can drink everything you've brewed. Everybody.
All of Scotty B's.
If you guys can make it out, Nick, let's do it. Let's hang out. Hit me on Twitter.
Yeah, you said it.
Chew Your Beer, and we can make something happen, Holmes. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a blast day. It's going to be, like, phenomenal, Holmes. I'm going to hit, like, Pendragon and Pine and Palm. And
yes!
Yeah!
Let me know. Orale, Holmes. I just want you. Peace out, eh?
Peace out.
No love for Tioga Sequoia from Chew Your Beer.
Roger, is Pine and Palm going to be open on the
Friday?
On the Friday.
Friday, December 2nd.
Remember that, Chew.
You better open up for Chew Your Beer.
Just message me, and maybe I can meet him on a Saturday.
But Friday, yeah, he's going to come into town.
I've hung out with Chew Your Beer. He's one of the nicest people I've ever met in my life. He's awesome. You should open up for him if he's not here on Friday. That LA traffic,
though, open up.
That shit's brutal.
Well, yeah.
I've seen pictures of it on the internet.
Oh, yeah,
it
the sucks. Thanksgiving weekend traffic. Yeah.
No, no, it's next to thing. What?
But
what? What? Beer? What?
No, Thanksgiving weekend is...
Cheers! No,
today. That was yesterday. That was yesterday.
Cheers said he was. Yeah, I was. Yeah, thank you, Mikey.
Yeah, today's Friday.
Today's Friday, bro.
Mikey's not wanting to try this.
I hope everyone had a great time.
I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. I hope you guys are stuffed listening to Perfect Four.
Yeah.
If you're in Fresno, Pine and Palm's open today. 3 to as late as I decide to be there.
Dun, 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 dun. Well, since there's a beer from Pine and Palm here, you're allowed to do a commercial now. Pine and Palm commercial.
If we didn't already mention it,
come down to Pine and Palm.
This week's episode's 50% off, just to let everybody know. Black Friday sale.
Oh, yeah. I'll have it a Black Friday sale, too. I mean,
Brack? Yeah. Brack from
Brack Obama?
Brack from
I already had that conversation
Ghost.
Today. Yeah. Apparently, I'm not allowed to do that.
Brack from Space Ghost.
Have you already broken this beer down for us?
Did Space Ghost from Coast.
There's coffee in it. A lot of it. All from Lana.
It's a latte coffee.
I hope you guys choose them for rush hour.
Get it? A latte coffee.
They're going to be in one third of the rush
hour. Rush hour.
Yeah.
Rush
hour. Aren't you guys? Rush hour this year is
a stout.
Super limited for the. Everyone, and then you're going to do a big rush hour with who the winner is, right?
So for Rush Day release, we are splitting one batch of Rush Hour three ways. It's going to be Lana Coffee, Slow Train Coffee, and Valparaiso Coffee. Then by public vote, they will choose who gets to be Rush Hour, the main coffee brand for Rush Hour for 2017.
Interesting.
As well as any other variants.
So now what you're really trying to say is if you really want to try all of the Rush Hours, you need to go to Rush Day.
Yeah. Or the Beer Garden after that. But
now, are you going to keep all those kegs for the Beer Garden, or are you going to put any out in the market?
Of the different coffee brands, I don't know if they'll... There will be enough to go out to bars. Yeah. Yes, because it's a 900-gallon batch.
Yeah, I was thinking about your guys' batch. Splitting, it's 30. You know,
there's going to be 300 gallons with each coffee blend. So there'll be enough, but we'll see what happens.
300 gallons. I don't even make 300 gallons on a single batch.
Well, that, I mean.
And Carzabon's not.
You know, that's
a morning peak. That's a morning peak.
Carzabon's not in the mix, but they killed it last year.
I don't wake up for less than that.
Didn't you? Last year wasn't Cafe Carzabon?
Cafe Corazon.
Yeah, her too.
I like Carzabon.
I think we should go Carzabon.
Hey, you gotta hear that.
Sorry, I don't.
Is Corazon not?
I know Fresno very well.
Huh?
Is Corazon not available this year?
The owner of Corazon is still around, but he is not currently roasting. So,
is the store open?
They closed the store.
Yeah, I did not know that. Yeah, no. Corazon is currently not in a thing.
A business. No.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought
that Fresno
moved a Bitwise, and then I never heard from him.
So the whole thing was there was Corazon happening in Tower. They were working on a second location in the Bitwise building. Things happened the way they did.
Indie Coffee.
The Tower location.
Indie Coffee Top.
The Tower location cleared out. It is not too hard to figure out that there were another three guys also involved with Corazon. They continued to open a coffee shop in Bitwise as Valparaiso, and it's
They're Valparaiso now.
So there are,
but minus their main roaster.
See, I don't Fresno very much, so it's good to know because
I didn't know that at all. That's not a tangent. That's totally
coffee tangent.
Revelous.
But this is a coffee shop.
Roger, this is fucking really tasty.
Welcome to the perfect roast.
I think this is my best beer yet.
I would say that this is.
I don't know because this is one of one. So fucking.
Right no, they're all this good. They're all that
yeah,
good.
You're
yeah, dude. That's why I said that.
Really
that's
good.
Just there.
Just to round out this conversation. Just to round out this conversation. If you went to their coffee shop, this is not hidden information. If you know the people, you know what's up. If you don't know, you can ask somebody that knows.
You know what's up.
No, I don't Fresno very
so,
well.
Did you break this beer down
I don't
for
downtown.
Us or did you not? I asked
questions. Oh, okay. This is a porter. Okay. It's 8.5%.
Okay.
It's got a shit ton of Lana coffee.
It's cold brew or?
No, it's got double coffee. It's half. Well, it's got a boatload of straight coffee beans.
Okay.
Dropped in as kind of a dry hop.
Okay.
That came in with the real vanilla beans, all suspended into the fermenter. Then.
Were the beans ground?
They were smashed.
Okay.
Smash. Basically, I took a meat tenderizer, put them in a bag, and just beat the shit out of them, but still less ground than if you put on the coarsest ground of a coffee grinder, you know?
I grind all
that's
my
a thing,
FBAs.
Right?
Cracked beans is what you're saying?
Yeah, cracked beans.
Finally cracked beans.
Yeah, it was split vanilla beans. Then, right before carbing, I dumped in a bunch of the cold brew already ready to go. And then you carb it up, and you serve it, and this is what you get. This will fuck you up if you try to drink it late and then go to bed. You will not, you will not fall asleep.
So,
there
like,
is a shit ton of caffeine
so like right
in this
now.
Beer. No. That's why we're drinking early in the podcast.
Oh, yes.
So,
oh, yeah.
Wait, this is early in the podcast?
So, but
good Lord.
It's true. The cold brew is almost
got a lot
concentrate.
To do still here.
Lana will say
right.
If you should only drink so much of their cold brew because it's a concentrate. It has a caffeine punch to it. So if you're doing beans, you're basically drinking a triple coffee right now.
Yeah, there's beans and concentrate in this.
Woohoo.
It's good. It's really good.
I feel like the beans give it the aroma, whereas the concentrate gives it the flavor and the mouth texture that you're finding from it.
Donkey Punch coffee, yeah.
Oh, for sure.
One more
a DP, huh?
What were the dark
email
malts
voicemail
that,
here?
What were the dark malts that you used in this?
Yeah, we like malts around here.
Dark malts.
What's your
guess? Can I get your malt bill, please?
Are we going to malt bill this?
Malt bill. Malt bill, bro.
Was it chocolate?
Reveal
malt?
No, I mean, yeah.
There's crystal 75/80. Mm-hmm. I mean, a little bit of each.
Okay.
Chocolate malts.
Okay.
But then this is where I get my fun stuff is I put a, as opposed to my Nora Porter, which uses some smoked malts, I used a lot of smoked malt. And then I also added, which I don't normally put in my porter, roasted barley, which gives you a coffee flavor without actually having coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes when you get a brown ale, you're like, oh, there's coffee in this. No, there's not. There's just roasted barley.
Yeah.
And so I've got a boatload of roasted barley. I mean, not really a ton, but in comparative to other beers, it's a boatload because you normally put in, oh, 1-2 pounds. There's 10 pounds here, you know, like ratio-wise for the size of my batch. They're not important. But, you know, it's all in there to add to the general idea of what's going on. And it turns out to 8.5%, but I think most of us will agree that it hides the alcohol decently.
It does.
Yes, absolutely.
It does. Hell yes.
I could tell it's there.
We have one more email voicemail. This one's from Ed.
Perfect Pour. What's up? It's Ed from Wales. I'm listening to the show, talking to you. You just mentioned Stay Puffed by Tiny Rebel.
Yeah.
You probably didn't see where it's from.
Nope,
it's brewed about a mile and a half from my old house. So that could be a whale from Wales if you can get hold of some. Anyway, it's really good.
Get a badge.
I'd send you some, but it's expensive to send bottles over to you. If I ever come over, I'll bring some cans. Anyway, keep up the great work.
Keep up the great work.
Gotcha, Mikey. So you said you were just getting over a cold. You were over there talking to him, talking over his email.
Right? Sorry, bro.
This guy has no regrets.
None.
No.
Zero. Given.
That's why we can never podcast on the weekend, because he's in Wales. He's just hanging out with Ed.
BRB.
Private jet. That's where all the Perfect Pour money's going. He bought a jet and he goes to Wales every weekend.
All that Golden God money, man. Oh,
yeah. Stocks up the mortgage.
You're welcome.
BFF Friday.
He helicopters into Wales.
Will you call me tonight? Leave me your voicemail.
Yes.
And tell me your
no. If only people could see the lip syncing that was just going on. It was quite the battle.
Well, I've got my David Lee Roth microphone stand.
Right.
I was air drumming.
LL Cool J. Roger
and Tony Bags were lip syncing that. So.
But yeah, no, wait. Keep doing it. Maybe Chrissy Teigen will show up and judge
Yay!
You guys.
Yay!
Yes.
Apparently that's a hit.
Nobody's opposed. All right.
Like, we're talking about John Legend's wife.
Wait,
right?
Okay.
Yes.
Sign me up. And
does she listen?
Happy Thanksgiving, Holmes. Orale.
Chrissy Teigen.
So, what kind of beer are you drinking for Turkey Day?
I know for supporters. Ignore
also,
this.
Also, I have a question for
Turkey
Ales. Let me get your top 5 beers of 2016.
Nope, too early. Too early.
Orale, so your top 5, eh?
Nope.
And you don't have to do it now, eh? You can think about it, Issa, and maybe you could do it like at the end of the year.
We're already at, that's what happens, Chew.
Another thing,
welcome to the show,
Chew. I won't be here, then.
We'll be on vacation next week, Issa, for Thanksgiving week, Holmes.
Shh,
I just realized, Issa, that I haven't taken vacation, Holmes, and you know, being in the corporate business, Issa, you know, you gotta take them before you lose them, Issa, so... I'll be up in Disneylandia, Issa, so I'll be drinking some Red Trolley.
Nice.
And maybe some, I don't know what, but doing some of that. Maybe head over to Oxnard, the Channel Islands, and do some fishing, Holmes. You know, I want to take my pops and my little one and, you know, go fishing, Issa, get some ceviche going, you know. Other than that, Holmes, I just want to wish everybody and their families a happy Thanksgiving and pray for us. Now that Donald Trump's going to be our president, and who doesn't
Dude, don't piss off Scotty B.
Scotty B doesn't like politics. Weird
because they would pick me up and then just drop me off back at my house, eh? Because I'm American, eh? And I have, well, let's just put it like this, eh? This is 2 year beer, and the perfect pour makes Thanksgiving more thanking. Really?
Peace out, eh? More thanking.
More thanking.
Perfect pour.
This episode has way more thanky.
The perfect pour. More thinking since 2012. More
thinky. I'm going to say, because I probably won't be on the show before the end of the year, that...
Oh, no, we're editing you out right now.
Okay, well, Carl Strauss or Hoppy Alice is going to win for me, and I really don't see anything else fucking coming close to that beer.
Interesting pick.
For the rest of the year, so that's my vote.
I'm not thinking about that for a few weeks.
Yep, but I'll say that. That's... the best beer that I've had this year. That's a new release.
That's a good pick.
The best beer I've had this year. Maybe.
Pine and Palm, this coffee thingy.
That's the best beer I made this year. That's much different than the best beer I've had this year.
Yep.
The best beer I had this year was a Modern Times Brett IPA. What was it called?
There's multiple. There's Asteroid Cowboy.
That was terrible.
They released like two Brett. Weeks ago, or they had it like a month ago at here in town.
I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of the name. I stayed away from it.
It was over at Popolo's.
The Popolo's.
I know both of the two Popolo's people I'm staring at.
Yeah, where's your weekly Popolo's update?
I've been there recently.
I don't remember the name of it.
But you guys went to the Modern Times Cowboy.
No, I didn't go.
Oh, what?
Not Underworld Dreams.
The Nick did.
Brett. It was the best beer I've had in a very... I might even blow up my IPA. Stupid untapped thingy.
And there was Brett in it, and it was the best beer?
It was intense. It was awesome.
It intense. It wasn't like what like you would typically intense, think of Brett
like camping?
Beer to be.
It was intense. We had it intense. Yeah, if you ever had beer intense, it's pretty good.
I'm going to look at my untapped because
I wish
know what
you're both
talking
of
about.
The gentlemen here could have had the Brett IPA we had from Pendragon, because he specifically aged it at 32 degrees, so it did not ever sour.
Yeah, it wasn't soury.
He specifically brewed it not to taste like a Brett, so it was great.
So you're telling me that he knows how to make beer?
He basically said
Tommy knows what he's doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of good at that. He makes really good beer.
Yeah, he's all right.
I heard he...
he's kind of a dick, but he's cool.
Guys!
He's not a dick.
You
hear me?
I'm driving.
Scotty B!
Hey, man, I left those two voicemails last week, and...
Wait. Is this the one I'm supposed to forget? Never mind. No, Scotty B specifically said not to play those, so I'm not going to do it.
We have a new beer.
Oh, a new beer.
Oh, it's already been opened.
It was the Neverwhere Brett IPA from Modern Times.
Neverwhere, thank you. Well done.
Oh, good job.
Google Nick. And peen.
Okay, it's a good thing you didn't leave, Nick.
Yeah, I was here the whole time.
Pour that, and then I'll pour everyone else's so I can ABV this. Gotcha.
What are we drinking?
Oh, I have to close.
Citra.
Oh my God.
Can we play percentage game? Can we play percentage? Eight.
Mikey.
From Kern River.
Whale
Bear.
Whale beer.
Citra IPA. Double IPA.
Can I have someone's glass, please?
Adrian, the first Citra without...
Kyle.
So this is a Northeastern IPA this year, right?
Yes.
No.
If that's, Southwestern?
Southwestern California.
Licky-Zabella.
Aren't they close to the Rockies?
Does anybody still have the last IPA we opened up?
Does Mikey have an empty glass?
I don't. I'm in trouble here.
What's the
I need Crown and Pound, bro.
The other Crown and Pound.
The Crown and Pound.
Or the therapist.
No, the other. The sexy one. Oh, they're both sexy.
Sexy
sorry.
Beast.
Yeah, the Nookie. Who has Nookie in their glass?
Who has
I do not.
Nobody.
I drink it all.
Oh, my God. Here it is. Citra.
Citra. Happy birthday, Mikey.
Sought after. Now, what did you have to... You had to go up there and get this.
I did. Luckily enough, I had two friends. Not unlucky.
I wish I had two friends.
Okay, so Really? Does anyone need a case of an IPA? Like, I feel that's excessive. Yes.
No.
When with this Citra, year's real rules?
Bells would
greedy
bring
bastards.
He would bring Pliny back by two cases.
But that's
and
different.
He would give it out to everyone. And Bells is a fictitious character like a unicorn because I've never seen him.
No.
He's a great Armenian. Great Armenian.
You don't see Bells, but he sees you.
He's you. I love Bells.
I've seen Bells once.
He's a big fan of mine, but
Bells in the wild.
I split my case three ways, so four Citras is perfectly enough for me. I don't need to hoard it out and sit on it.
So beer fairy.
Yeah. So I split it between two very good friends of mine, and I got four bottles. I have one for tomorrow. I have one for tonight. I gave one for Mikey for his birthday. I gave one for Mikey for my birthday. Well, happy birthday me, Mikey. This beer.
Yes.
Wow. How about that?
So, yeah. So take your shots at the ABV.
8.88 Worst beer ever. I mean, sorry, 7.
And this was classified as a double, right?
It is a double.
It's a perfect representation aroma, of Citra.
Mm. Mikey, stop that.
Yes, the beer Citra has a lot of Citra in it.
Stop stealing all the aroma.
You Mikey jerk. Is aroma raping
you
this
jerk.
Thing.
Stop it. Stop.
So much aroma rape right now.
I'm going to put the hose on you right now.
Since Citra.
Citra.
It is, to me, such a delicate hop. You almost need the higher ABV to back it up, just so it doesn't feel, not necessarily thin, but when you put like Citra in like a 7% IPA, it almost tastes sessionable, just because that's how the hop is.
Yes, yes, I completely agree. You would not think this beer is a blank percent beer, because it is very easy drinking and sneak attack.
Blank a doodle do.
Sit.
Blank a doodle do.
So, good, what's man. Everyone's guess again? I heard Rogers because he said it 37 times.
8.2.
Hey, we have an 8.2. We have an 8.8.
Solid 9.
We have a 9. Beardy Brewer is really thinking right now. He has his eyes closed.
He can't lose this one, otherwise, street cred
on the line right now. Do we have a niner in there? Was there a niner in there?
That?
I heard a niner.
I hope I'm
You're
not
trailing
sure.
off.
I wanted to say 7.8 at first, but I'm going to go with 8.5.
It is 8% flat.
Whoa!
So Roger with his 8.8 is going to lose.
You knew.
Yeah, he did.
8.8. I said 8.
17 like times.
8.
8.8. Abels and Bananas?
I would have been okay with my gut. My gut was 7.8.
Yes, and you're right there. I am going to relinquish my duty of this game for the rest of the night because I want to play.
He said duty.
He said play. It's
duty!
Duty!
No, it was just a Snickers.
Yep. Caddyshack reference.
No, it wasn't. What was it, actually?
Caddyshack.
No. I know the movie, but it was a...
Baby Ruth.
Baby Ruth.
Hey, guys.
Cheater.
Paul.
Calling with this week's Bevmo parking lot report.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I've been out here for a couple hours now, just sussing out the scene.
Wait a minute.
A couple days before Thanksgiving. Yep. So I'm seeing a lot of people... Mostly middle-aged to retired-age white people coming out with cases of wine. Younger people seem to be coming out with cases of Sam Adams winter packs and
Fairfax.
That kind of thing.
He's giving us a Bevmo report.
Things are looking crazy here. Hey, speaking of Thanksgiving, I wanted to say, first of all, happy congratulations on the 4 years. Want to say happy Thanksgiving to you guys, and I want to just... let you know what I am grateful for the perfect pour is really, I mean, I love it, but what I think is phenomenal is that you guys unfailingly do it every week. And I know that's a hard thing to do. I know that even though you guys have fun with it, it's hard to, you know, you got families, you got lives, you got jobs, and sometimes it's hard to do it, but you make it happen. And we all appreciate that. So thanks for making it happen.
Completely agree.
And I hope you guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And I will talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
It's probably the
thank
nicest.
Thank you. I like those BevMo reports. It's
probably the nicest thing somebody's ever said.
I like to think he's tailgating at the BevMo.
I agree, though.
He's got a little Coleman camp stove.
Yeah, and he's
he
just
definitely
watching.
Went in and did like the free tasting.
He's watching everyone. Just
and he's like, hey, you want a hot dog? Yeah, no, okay,
yeah, I'm
cool.
Just watching, seeing what kind of people come out of here, bro.
No, I've seen him. He's the chips and hummus guy.
Chips and hummus.
He's sitting there with his chips and hummus.
But he's tailgating. This is Paul's tailgate, like you know, yeah. For football. Nah.
But I do agree. I do look forward to my drive to work every Friday listening to the Perfect Pour.
Oh. Yeah, I like.
Oh, did he say that?
So that's you listen to your while you're driving.
While I'm driving,
when you're driving. You're a commute listener. I like hearing how people listen to the show.
I pass.
Hey guys,
oh,
can you hear me?
Whoa, no, look at who's can. Here. Look at who's here.
This guy.
Hey, word on the street is that Chew Your Beer is coming to town. So.
It's not a word.
Chew Your Beer is coming to town.
Roger, we're not that cool.
Yeah, that's what I hear. The 9th, 10th, 11th of December, I believe.
Nope.
And I'm going to be in town, too. I'm not going anywhere. And there's actually a Warthog meeting on the 10th that he can attend. If he's interested in attendance.
If he was here that weekend, that would be cool for him.
Too bad you're wrong.
I already know this. Sharing is caring. Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty sure you're in on that. So what should we do? Where should we go?
559.
We should hold hands.
559.
Red Robins.
There's all kinds of places I want to take
for all the Elysian.
Where do you want to take
it? I want to go to 559.
Gang. Well, anyway, keep up the great work.
I think you guys should record an episode of 559 or record episode of PP.
I would love Rhett to be on an episode.
Yeah, can I come too?
Can I please be here? I will.
Who?
Wait. No, I will sit on Fulton 55.
Back to the voicemail.
No. Me and Tony are really. I think we're gonna keep this going.
I'm not.
I think it'd be very interesting to see Scotty B and Chew Your Beer roll up to any establishment.
I second 559. I did not say that.
Hey, Scotty, Chew Your Beer. I will buy a whole taster wheel
for both of you guys if we can all three
go to 559. Also, Matt must have joined us.
Traditional German styled beers
and Mikey
IPAs.
Yay. With raisins
because he doesn't use pumps.
Traditional German IPAs.
My only opinion about the brewery that you guys are mentioning is I've had beer that has been drinkable. I have not had beer that I've heard people talk about. That's all I can say.
I've only had one beer from there. It was years ago from Costco.
Kirkland's?
It was less than desirable. But I know a brewer in town who has worked for a certain brew pub. Who before there worked at Rogue, who before that went to the UC Davis program, and now works at another brewery locally, who says that he makes one of the best sours he's ever had.
Wait, 559 makes some of the best sours he's ever had?
On purpose?
I didn't say that.
He
did. That was not me for the record.
He didn't say on purpose.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Just
making sure.
When you look at his resume, and he says, and you only taste it as this and that and you didn't know it wasn't a sour. It'd be one of the best sours you've ever had.
I get what you're saying now.
Buying squirrels and acorns.
I have no idea what the hell Tony Baxter said.
That is, but it sounds awesome.
A blind squirrel finds an acorn every once in a while.
I get it. I got that. No, I know that. I heard that. I heard it before you did.
I heard it like way before, and I was just saying if you knew.
So I had a good friend of mine who makes a beer that I'm not going to mention.
Somebody quit giving the dog beer.
Yeah.
But I know every single one of you guys here and listening loves that beer.
Uh-oh.
And he told me the best sours he's ever had come from AC Golden Brewing, which is a little sublet brewing inside of Coors.
What?
AC Golden.
AC Golden is a little brewery.
Big house in Coors Light?
And Golden, Colorado.
The big one.
The big
one.
I've been there.
Inside, of course.
It's like a hidden little brewery.
There's a hidden little brewery. So, I don't know if you guys...
Well, you know that...
Casey Brewing. Any Casey Brewing? He came from AC Golden. And this person I respect more than damn near anyone in beer. And he told me AC Golden makes the best sours I've ever had. And I've had I've had their peach sour and it was phenomenal.
Where's AC Golden?
It's inside the
the second one you said, the other one.
Casey Brewing?
Where's that?
It's like in Westworld where
no, it's
the creator has
a hidden
shack.
It's in Vail, Colorado.
And so he left AC.
He left AC Golden.
Is this the Illuminati's brewery where they brew? It's a hidden.
Well, realm. I mean, some of the best brewers have Mason come from brewers. The big boys. I mean, didn't Steele come from Budweiser?
Yes,
exactly.
Mitch Steele came from Budweiser. So
I know that because I read the Stone Book.
So Casey Brewing,
I read things.
Casey Brewing's open
one time.
They're open one day a month in Vail, Colorado, and they sell out every day. Sell out a beer once a month. Roger, would you be stoked on that if you could only open one day a month, be sold out of everything that you can make for the month?
You have no idea how fucking stoked I'd be. Nick's been to me so and understands what I have to do.
Maybe.
Wow.
Again, nobody's here.
Blind squirrels find acorns, and maybe he makes a good beer that no one knows about.
Maybe.
I've been there. It's
I knew
not
about
good.
It. I totally
have. What, you've been? You let's all raise our hands if we've been to the place in Clovis.
One guy.
So
Dude, I will give everyone a chance.
Tony Bags gives them all a chance.
Yet he's never been to Pine and Palm.
Oh,
says the guy that's open like 3 hours week.
G-G-G-G.
12.
Okay, also don't here live Friday? Here.
Are you going to write today? Are you here today?
I am not here today.
What?
I am going to another brewery in town that I've never been to and then going home.
He's got to get brunch.
I'm going to be at Dust Bowl today, so I'm at Dust Bowl today.
Don't worry. Tony Bag's going to take me there right now when we leave.
What brewery haven't you been to?
I have not been to Riley's.
Oh, yeah, they have the restaurant.
Well, that's brand new.
Out in the Clovis. In the
you
Clovis.
Couldn't go before.
The signs turn brown.
The food's good.
That's what a lot of people tell me. And I heard they have really good hard sodas.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been to the new Full Circle?
I have
reimagined
not.
Full
Circle? I have been to the old Full Circle,
not,
but I have not
compare.
Been to the new
doesn't
Full
compare.
Circle. Well, yeah. Obviously.
Yeah, I mean, it's drinkable beer.
At Full Circle?
New Full Circle, yes.
What's so the old Full Circle?
I've heard it's more than drinkable good beer.
Yes. So the brewer, the assistant brewer from Riley's, Mike, last name. He that's who's now a Full
yes,
Circle.
So I knew that.
Yeah. Okay. So you're with the loop. So yeah, you should
stay. No, wait.
Get a growler on your way out. Is all I'm saying.
Do it. We're still in voicemails, guys.
Yeah,
we are.
Hey guys, Fontana Jim. Just want to let you guys know I'll probably be hitting these social medias on Saturday, letting any Fresnan locals know where I'm at, where I'm hanging out, what I'm going to do. I plan on trying to meet up with you guys somewheres. Maybe the bearded brewer will be working, so I might have
probably.
A home base.
You can meet up with him at
probably
Tioga.
He'll
probably be working.
What I'd like to do is I'd like everyone to go around the table, kind of give their perfect beer pairing that they had yesterday, Thanksgiving.
Oh man!
With their
such a great
turkey, the perfect beer, the beer pair with their turkey, and a beer pair with
I'm
whatever
so
dessert that they they hit up and hammered on. That includes special guest Tony Bags. Yeah, that's
ooh.
Right. I got
how
the inside track, boys. I know what's
how
going
did
on.
What?
Know?
How did you?
And then I want to give everybody my Thanksgiving leftover tip. Number one, the wife does these every year. She does leftover turkeys, bags them up in little egg roll packets and fries them up. Leftover turkey egg rolls. Fantastic. Give it a try.
Is
you're going to love it.
Asian?
The next
awesome.
One is fresh cranberry sauce, not that canned garbage. You make yourself some fresh cranberry sauce. Buy some cranberries from the grocery store. Follow the directions on the bag. All you do is boil it and add sugar. Not that hard. Even Mikey could cook
no,
that.
No, I couldn't do it.
You couldn't take smoke them?
Fresh cranberry
yeah.
sauce.
Yeah, can I put my Traeger?
Some nice vanilla ice cream.
Trigger some cranberries.
That's my pro tip on Thanksgiving. Hope you guys are having a good time. Maybe see you guys on Saturday. Keep up the good work, guys.
No, we pulled it over here. Keep up the good work, guys. There we go. Fontana Jim. I am
it was
beer snob.
My sandwich. Now calm down. Fontana. Come look in my office. Some of it may still be in the trash.
There you go.
From Fontana. That sucks.
Well, it was quite large.
They have a racetrack.
I threw most of it away. You threw my sandwich away.
There's a Friends broadcast got in here.
Come on, it was Ross with his leftover turkey sandwich. Come on.
My sandwich. Somehow, this
I
weird.
Friends.
It's not like
friends
you had your name on it, but I did.
But I did.
There's this game we're playing, my country.
Uh-oh.
When we're driving in jacuzzi.
Uh-oh.
With limousines in my jacuzzi. That is a game we play when we listen to the show that you talk with your mouth.
Yeah.
Every time a man with a bad brewing bearder, every time the man he make a clear his throat, you take a shot of stolen.
Every time bearder.
Every time Comrade Nikolai forgets, cannot find notes in what he is going to say. What's a stolen in yacha?
Take a shot when Nick can't find something.
Yep.
Jacuzzi.
Every time I make a talk, comrade, my pillow. Every time he whisper into a microphone like we are a stupid 2-year-old, we'll drink a shot of stolen yacha. This is a very funny.
He's referencing being Armo.
I don't know.
So it cut him off.
So what is stolen yacha?
Stoyacho. What?
Is that a drink that we need to get?
Sounds good, though.
Oh, I just heard a lot of jacuzzi.
Sorry, I do not know if you got my first nail of the voice.
I cut off.
Your machine is not of great success. Because the phone machine that I speak into is made from a very big success company that I made a fortune from and cannot handle the capacity of your inferior machine.
Cannot handle capacity.
What I'm saying is in my country we have a drinking game from the show you put in our ears. The drinking game consists when man of brewing a beard man, whenever he clears his throat,
he's redoing it.
Whenever comrade Nikolai gets lost and forgets a note and does not know what he's going to say next, with the castor shot at stolen yacha.
I like that.
And whenever the podcast bitch, Mikhail, whenever he comes and whispers into the ear of the microphone and speaks to me like I am a child of inferiority, I take a shot of stolen yacha because it makes me very angry.
I think that's
but by sitting back of my limousine with the jacuzzi.
More jacuzzi.
My pants are not on.
Oh, that's good. My pants aren't on either.
I just put them back on.
Put them on the first.
You're welcome.
Now I remove them once more.
Now they're off again.
Because when you're a man of success, you can remove and put whatever you want
you
in your
ass. Wear pants whenever the fuck you want.
Wear pants whenever you want.
That was a very good drinking game. You will be drunk before you know it.
So Bells just died.
Oh, that reminds me. I want to tell you guys about the story.
I tell stories.
Damn it! I don't have my notes up. Hold on. Let me get my notes.
I've never had the Stone Yoacha beer.
Stone Yoacha.
That's what he said, right?
Yes.
Stone Yoacha beer.
Stone Yoacha.
What are Yoacha?
What is it? What does a Yoacha taste like?
That was voicemails.
You don't want to know.
Thank you, everybody that contributed to the show. We have
more crackers.
We have a Funky Buddha. Uh oh.
That was the end of the crackers.
Funky Buddha sweet potato casserole going around the table via Tony Bags, via Florida Steve.
Via the brewery.
Oh my gosh, that is sweet potato.
That is Thanksgiving in a bottle.
Wow.
Candied yams. Are you all right over there?
I poured it all into the bedroom.
Roger's dying.
He just took a big hit of cracker dust. So saltine cracker dust.
Really
so.
Yeah. That'll really get you.
Oh my gosh.
It only takes this one.
I like this beer.
This is your brain. This is your brain on saltine cracker dust.
When the beer delivers on its name. That is what
it.
This beer. I smelted it.
Oh.
Get that Tony Bags. Have you had it yet?
Yes. I've never had it.
No, I have. Florida Steve sent me two bottles. So
tastes like marshmallow.
So I opened one and then I brought one for us to share here so Florida Steve can enjoy it with us.
Wow.
This beer. It tastes like
great success.
And honestly, it tastes like
I put
when
my
you
pants
go
back
home
up.
To grandma's house,
my
for
pants
a
are off.
There's lots
it
of smush
like great success.
Lots of smush faces here tonight. These faces make a squishy face.
Oh my god, that was so awesome! All right, I'm trying to be serious right now.
Get it together, Tony.
You can't get like that voice out of your head.
I can't. It tastes like going to grandma's house, and you have the sweet potatoes with the marshmallows melted over top.
Mm-hmm.
That tastes like sugar.
It's excellent.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Well, for its name, for what you, it is dead on center for what it says it is.
No,
there's no trickery.
It doesn't taste like sweet potato casserole at all. I think it tastes just like it.
I think it tastes
well.
Dead on,
casserole is the
who makes this beer?
Funky Buddha,
Funky Buddha, bro.
Where are they at?
Florida.
So I can talk shit about them and not feel bad about it?
It's not.
Do you know how many Florida listeners are on the
first? Especially since you're not on mic.
At least two. It's not the beer, the green beer bottle that's in the shape of Buddha, but the brewery is called Funky Buddha.
No, that's not the point of what I'm saying. Do I need to talk to this thing or not?
Yeah. No, we just don't want to hear some angry guy in the background.
In the back of the room.
God damn it!
Loud noises!
We got a PBR!
There is no number that describes my dislike for this beer.
Oh,
Coors got it.
Out of the bathtub.
What?
Can I get a price check?
Can I get a PBR?
We got two for one.
Can I get a PBR? You don't need a price check on every item.
Just throw it away. It's garbage.
Black Butte.
PBR. Wait. Don't
fresh squeeze.
Don't sell it to him, John.
No, okay. Right there in your hand.
This,
you don't need a price check on every fucking
Duff
item, John.
Beer. Do you have a Duff beer?
And stay out the PA.
Golden Drac.
Golden Drac. Yes, please.
How many things can we get going?
So we're at BC's right now.
We're at
BC's.
Can we take
it? We just teleported to BC's. All the Golden Drac you can handle.
You brought it up, and now you're regretting it, aren't you?
That was three different tangents happening at once.
Can I get a price check on the $9.99 Folly Pack?
This is Guitar Center. We don't sell beer here, John. Stop asking for price checks on beer, John.
If somebody wants a 14-foot guitar cable, can we make that happen?
They're right in front of you, John. Right in front of you, John.
This says 13 feet and 12 inches. Is that the same thing?
That's fine, John. Just sell them the fucking cable.
Do we know which prong is grounded?
They're all grounded.
We only have F and G. If they need an E,
I'm not going to explain the elements of the
other one down.
John.
So back to voicemails.
No, that's done, bro.
Way to
if
pay
Tony
attention.
Tony Bags is adulting right now. This
can,
is gone.
Can we only
I ate them all.
Can we only sell guitars from the center of the store?
No stairway, bro. No stairway.
I don't know what that means, but I'm starting to like you now, John.
So if I make a beer called Flaming Pubes and it sounds exactly like that, Fire would that cards. Be a good beer?
No.
It matches
no, it
the title.
Just because it matches the title doesn't mean it's a good beer.
No.
Sure does.
You now have to make a beer called Price Check.
Price Check.
I probably could do that, but... Lindsay hey, let me tell you something. Don't set the bar too high.
Lindsay Lohan beer called Fire Crotch.
Woo.
Oh, wow.
Wait. Is Lindsay Lohan coming?
Wait, is Lindsay going to come?
Where's Lindsay Hoham coming?
Hoham. Wow. We got a lot of shows, though, dude.
I'm winning at not being the biggest asshole tonight. That's all I care about.
Let's just kill it all.
Maybe we should stop.
Looking out for beers.
Shout out to Florida Steve. Thank you for this beer.
Hey,
Florida Steve. Thank you.
You caused a ruckus.
It's garbage.
Ruckus,
can
bro.
You describe this ruckus?
Throw the rest of your six pack away.
Set it on.
I thoroughly enjoy this beer. I'm sorry. Not sorry.
Set it on fire.
Tastes like wet feet.
It doesn't say it was feet. I remember at the Thanksgiving, we would have the mashed potatoes, which I'd be all about. But then they would have two pans. One would be yams. One would be sweet potatoes. And they're baked with their things. And I'd just be Stop like, what's it. The point of this?
It tastes like sweet potatoes, but that doesn't mean it's good.
Personal preference,
bro. Do I need
bro.
To just like cry and yell louder into my microphone that makes me sound like a bigger baby than I am?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Challenge laid down.
Well, any beers you're looking out for, Tony Bax, are you looking out for a beer? You've had them all.
I have not.
Yeah, you have.
I have not. Again, I'm really excited for Rush Day.
Rush Day. Are you going to be back for Rush Day? Fresno, California? Tioga Sequoia? December 17th?
Possible.
Is that right, Peterborough?
That's the correct date.
Yeah, possible.
Wow. So are you looking out for all California big release? It's a big bottle release day.
He's a release whore.
Do you know your release ticker, dude?
He just likes release to get
ticker's
in there.
Tick,
he just
bro.
Likes to get in there and get his release.
Release ticker.
I love
to get releases.
The word local more than anything.
Local. Uh-oh.
I am local, a big bro. Fan of the word good.
Oh.
If you happen to be local to where I'm at and you're good, congratulations.
No, okay. Well, what if all things being, the beers are the same. One is local, one is from out of town. What are you choosing?
They're the exact same beer?
Yep, exact same beer, but
the
one is from
beer.
A local brewery, one's from an out-of-town
The
out-of-town
beer.
Whoa, what's that?
Because I could probably have the local beer whenever the fuck I
want. Oh, okay. Well, that's a good... Okay.
But are you looking out for... looking out
but,
for...
But you got to support your local economy, bro.
No. Why? He's looking out for like... No, I'm not going to go there.
Well, I don't understand
so
the word local. It just
do you
mind.
And Chuck play lawn darts together or what?
No, aww. Wait.
No, how's Chuck doing right now?
So
Chuck Silva.
I was gonna bring
Chuck
this up
Silva
in culture,
from Green Flash.
But it got passed up. Our shenanigans. December 3rd, Silva Brewing launch party. I'm so excited. I can't.
December 3rd.
So
but that's when
that's what you're looking out for.
That's what I'm. Yeah, fuck yeah. I'm looking out for Paso Pale. I'm looking for First Gold. I'm looking for all the Silva Brewing beers. That is what is getting me excited right now about beer.
I saw he posted a photo of his bar top and his stainless steel caddy for your taster glasses. Those do look pretty fucking
They look pretty sweet.
Pretty fucking
And
good.
He posted a picture today of brewing First Gold. And I believe the picture said it was their fourth run of First Gold.
Hmm. That's the thing. He keeps posting photos like things are still in action. But like you said, December 3rd, they're going to have beers.
Yes.
It's not like, not,
well, whoa, whoa, whoa,
it's not okay. Just like
December 3rd, they will have for sure Paso Pale.
Yes.
Some stuff to Chuck's specifications might not be ready yet.
Wow. Yeah. None of the Paso breweries took Paso Pale before this. Wow. How did they miss on that for a beer name?
Well,
he's the third brewery in Paso.
Well, I mean, still.
Technically the fourth, but.
What's this? What this one? We don't know.
Earth and Fire.
Earth and Fire.
Oh yeah.
When were they from?
They're in Paso, right, literally behind where Chuck is.
They're still there.
They're very, very nice guys.
They brew pub.
No, not brew a brew pub. Pub. They're a brewery. They're a brewery.
Oh, brewery.
They're very nice guys that are learning to brew on a big scale system.
Okay.
We'll
look out for them. In the future, possibly.
Firestone, I don't really know how they missed that mark.
Yeah, Paso Pale, man.
Seems I mean, catchy, bro. You nailed it with that's the catchy. Name 805. You, I don't know how you missed that.
Apparently they did. Apparently the marketing team nailed it with that.
Barrel House just went after, we're going to call our beers Templeton and insert local name here. And this is what it's supposed to be.
I like that though.
I didn't know where that came from.
Like Fulton IPA. It's a pretty good name.
Who does not have a? Why is that not a thing?
Tioga has one. Fulton what? Street IPA.
You have Street IPA.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You could have had it today when you were there.
Yeah, you could have had.
Yeah, shoulda, coulda, woulda.
No, I had a very, very spectacular smoked goes.
Mm-hmm.
And I should probably say this for Bangkok.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Roast goes.
Well, just real quick, let's throw in some looking out for us. Jam through, bro.
Jammy.
Well, I apparently missed the boat on this, the enjoy by for Thanksgiving. So now I'm looking out for the Christmas enjoy by. 20,
I don't think the Thanksgiving 16. Made it here.
I don't think it did.
Yeah.
What happened? I didn't. What happened to Thanksgiving? They're like.
Wait, from Stone?
Yeah.
It was for East Coast.
They had a Thanksgiving one.
East Coast that we never saw. Only.
It's not for Fresno. I'm gonna use Fresno doesn't celebrate one. Thanksgiving.
No, we're totally anti. Uh-oh, look out. Roger's taking seats here.
Yeah, Mac, you guys can hear me now.
Yay!
We can hear you over
this
there.
This is what I actually sound like.
We can
like.
Hear you over there.
Yeah, Matt left. I took his microphone.
So I do... can I open one more beer?
Before no, I got one. I got one.
No.
No, no.
No, it's right
no.
there.
No.
It's only 12 ounces.
I like when people we'll battle. Pound it, we fast. Beers.
We're all right.
Okay.
No, no. Put okay. your microphones back on.
Okay, but no.
Put the things back on. I want to do it with the thingy, though.
Oh, the punch down. Give him the punch down.
Wait, did you bring that?
Give him the punch down. Bring it.
No, open it.
Okay.
Okay, so right. Looking out
so,
for.
No, wait. Where's everyone going?
I'm looking out for. Shut up.
Oh, sorry.
Bottle Logic's Dark Star Imperial Stout.
Dark Star.
Holy shit,
Dark
it worked.
Star. Yes, it works.
Holy shit, it works.
No, we were not shitting you when we said it worked
I
last
love
week.
Gold!
Slime on it.
What is this now?
Oh, sorry, Matt.
Get out of his seat.
You do.
So I also, get off my I am also podcast. Looking out for Dark Star November, but.
Get off my podcast.
That's damn near impossible.
All right, so I found. In the beer fridge, a brew beard with spice. Hey, just got
there's some weird spice. Funk on that rim.
Coriander and salt.
Uh-oh.
Original Leppenzinger Bira. Specifica.
That's just easy.
Goes.
Wash your rim, bro.
Product no, what,
the word
so
you
this
said, Roger,
looks
Roger,
to me rim, to be a better goes from Germany, where the Goza style came from. I'm super excited about trying this because it's my new thing. All right, so I'm gonna pour some for myself and then pass it around.
Can I get to play the ABV game on this?
Yes.
Yay!
Yay!
Yay! The judge, although I think
yay me.
Nick may have seen it.
Three don't judge
five.
Him.
3.1415.
Okay, so
way to be German nice. About it.
That's right.
By the way, he just guessed pie. If no one caught that.
Way to explain it to the layman's.
That's what Bell's just did a shot because of that.
No one fucking got it.
Oh, I'm going to whisper every time it Bell's right. shots.
You are stupid. You're shot. A 2 year old.
Shot.
Everybody. So I got another story I want to tell everybody
all
about.
Right. Nick.
I don't have my notes. Sorry. Hold on. Let me get my notes. Sorry. I forgot.
Did you just pour dregs in the cracker bowl?
The crackers are missing. So it's a great like spit bowl now.
I don't know if you want this.
Nick.
But oh.
Mikey.
Nick, take over.
So
Nick, you want
to
give me
You already poured me some.
You had beer left. You have so much left in your glass. I just handed it back to you, but you didn't really
drink all the things.
Did you drink the dregs thinking it was the new beer?
I don't know what I drink.
I don't know what
okay,
I drink.
So
indeed.
Take over.
Let's do this.
So the only beer you need to pair with Thanksgiving dinner is Parabola from Firestone Walker.
Parabola.
That's the only beer you need to worry about.
That beer is
don't have to worry about
super.
Don't have to worry
anything
about anything else. And if it goes with ham, it goes with turkey.
Ham.
I know.
Turkey, corn,
I know.
Roast beef.
I know
roast
the bearded beef. Brewer hates pumpkin beers.
Yeah, I do.
With a passion, but Southern Tier Pumpkin is pretty goddamn tasty.
Ooh, where do you find that here?
On the Tavors.
What Tavors? What is that? Sorry, what word did you just say right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, what is this word you're speaking?
Tavor?
Tavor.
Oh,
Tavor? What?
Tavor?
Yes, what is Tavor?
Tavor is this internet machine.
Oh
that.
Smell this?
Oh, you mean you got to do something?
Everyone ignore
not really.
For a second and smell this beer.
Okay, so does BevMo have it or does BevMo have it? On a scale of BevMo, does BevMo have it?
No, because it's in code.
Okay.
Whoa.
I don't know this Tavor.
So
that
Tavor,
sounds Armenian. Is this
Tavor
racist?
Is this internet machine where they send you an email twice a day.
Yeah, I would subscribe to that, and there was so many fucking emails I unsubscribed. Like, stop it.
But it's really cool because you get cool shit.
Well,
like,
they need to employ me as their newsletter person.
You get two emails a day.
And fuck it up.
You get two emails a day, and they're like, hey, would you like this beer?
Hey.
And you're like,
we're not
no,
stalking you or
I don't
anything,
want that. But they're like, hey, would you like this beer? I'm like, yes, I would like that. Like Melvin 2x4.
Ooh.
Who's ever had that?
Or pumpkin. Or today I got one for Pseudo Sue from Top on Goliath.
So there's a new place in Fresno called Psycho Bar. And I got super excited. I thought it was a bicycle themed craft beer
That's
bar.
That's what I thought you were going.
Yeah. Does no one else know that he like 3 weeks ago he talked about this?
Really? Did I talk about this?
Oh, already? Like 3 weeks ago.
Okay. Never mind.
No, keep going. Just keep going.
Way to be a dick, Roger.
It doesn't have
But like as a
now.
Listener, like I listen every episode.
Me too.
So, rehashing old
also
topics.
Are aware
it makes
that
two
he...
people out of this room.
So you're also aware.
I listen.
No, Tony. Like
I listen.
You know he talked about this like 2 weeks ago.
Well,
right? Like 3 weeks ago.
There could be someone new in Fresno that listens to the podcast.
Don't make me be the big dick right now, man.
Hey, welcome to my life. The last time I was on here.
No, I agree with you though. The problem. Hey, I was with you.
Hey,
All right,
shout
Nick,
out to Tyler Clark.
Huh?
I love
story,
you,
Nick.
Tyler. Is no, Tyler still listening? I worry about this.
Tyler still listens.
Okay,
Tyler's very busy.
Stop calling us.
Like, oh, Tyler's very busy opening like a new restaurant in
a
brewery.
It still bugs me.
Okay,
as long as that's why he sent beers, sending his love.
Thank you, Tyler, for the beers. By the way,
this bugs me.
He is great. I love him.
He's the best.
I'm just trying to help the listener out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Huh? Yeah.
You guys are all the listener right now. Yeah. I am the listener.
I am the listener.
We are the listener.
I am the listener.
I should have said
I
that.
I am the walrus.
Like I am today. Negan.
I am Negan.
We're all Negan.
I am Negan. We are all Negan.
I am not Negan.
I am Negan.
I don't read the comic, but I know eventually that guy's going to die, and I'm not Negan.
Dude, spoilers, bro.
Spoilers.
No.
Wait, Negan's still alive?
Comic? I don't fucking know.
Why did you ruin this for me? I can never watch insert show title here ever again.
I have a feeling that Robert Kirkman or whatever his name is.
Yeah, that's the man.
Kirkman, yeah.
He's the man.
I met him.
What? No fucking
How'd
way.
You him?
Oh, is this Cork? Are we on Dorktown?
At the
Dorktown.
I can tie it into beer.
Okay.
So
good job.
Were you holding a beer at the time?
At Comic Con 2013, The Walking Dead had a party featuring Weezer, featuring Green Flash Brewery.
Wait, in San Diego?
In the San Diegos.
So that's like the year it turned to like terrible.
But I'm pretty sure that every year Comic-Con's in San Diego, so that's a irrelevant
every
statement.
Year has Comic San Diego's the big Comic-Con.
Yeah,
but
real Comic-Con.
Now every city has like their own fake Comic-Con.
We're going so Dorktown right now.
No. This is real
stop
stuff.
Biting me.
Well, there's no one here to tangent me, so I'm going to keep going with it. Hey, Tony, let's keep going. No, it's a real thing. Where are we at?
So,
we have
back to my original story. Robert Kirkman was at the party for Walking Dead that was hosted by Green Flash and my favorite band in the world, Weezer. So it was kind of awesome that I got to stand front row seeing Weezer drinking Green Flash singing My Name is Jonas.
Wow, that's a good
day. And
it's a good day.
Talking to Robert Kirkman.
I did get to talk to Robert Kirkman for a little bit, but it wasn't as cool as seeing Weezer.
I don't know about that one. Let me tell you about this one. I know all Weezer songs. I do not know what's in the fuck happened on The Walking Dead. And you're like, all of a sudden, you're like, damn it! You just realized it.
True, but
Matt just took his headphones off. He's done with us.
I seen Weezer at Wild Waters. Fresno reference.
Wow. So you just missed how we talked about the ending of
Walking Dead and
The Walking Dead. I told them how it's all
I don't
end.
Care about The Walking Dead.
Well, damn it.
I haven't watched this
Can
episode,
we bring Breaking
so.
Bad back?
No. Breaking Bad ended exactly the way it's supposed to end.
Awful.
Well, it started that way too.
Wow.
What? No, the first episode was terrible. It took a long time to find the legs, and it ended the way it was supposed to end.
So about
so can we play Go's
beers.
Episode? I have this Go's.
So has everybody got the beer? No, we're drinking this Go's that
I poured you guys.
Roger
it,
poured.
It came out of your fridge. Let's play the alcohol game where I get to be the judge for once.
Wasn't this from Excel Perro? And he described it as the most.
I think you're right.
Most original and or.
Well, it's from Germany. That's where Go's are from.
Most original and or authentic goes that exists.
Mm. Well, it's brewed with coriander and salt. I mean, that's what a goes is supposed
to
be.
It should go back into
And it's in Germany.
It should goes back.
I'm thankful for American goes.
Thank you, Jesus.
You guys want me to read this? Because it's in German. I'll try. I'll fucking go for it. No, it's not in German, but I'm not going to read it anyways.
Okay, thank you. Can you read the ABV? Because I'm going to say like 4.2.
I'm sticking with my 3.1415.
Matt?
4.
Mikey?
4.5.
Mikey wins! That.
Damn, that's 2.
4.6.
Whoa, that's close. Close, bro.
I'm so great at things. This is there any more beers you're looking out for? Make sure.
Well, this thing is. Where this Levensinger goes is bottled.
Bearded Brewer.
No, sorry.
I need to re-up my supplication. It's my favorite sour from Russian River. So
Russian
River. I'm looking out for a couple more bottles of that to sit in my fridge.
I'm sorry? Question mark. Mind the table, sir.
Oh, another one that I am looking out for. I will jump in real quick. Piggybacking off of, I believe, Nick last week.
What are you piggybacking?
I'm really looking out for that. Ha ha.
Me too.
Somebody.
Nick too, but yeah.
Yep.
Ha ha. Ha. No, that was Mikey.
From El Segundo.
Yeah.
All my friends in LA are like, dude, have you had this yet? I'm like, no.
Big Tree
fuck
gets El Segundo, but I haven't seen it in there.
That must be nice. We don't get El Segundo on the Central Coast.
Oh. Oh. You don't?
Oh, really?
No, bro.
Oh,
you know what else we don't get that I'm looking out for? Anything from fucking Fieldworks because they're amazing.
Boom.
Hey, you stole my looking
you
out
You
got
to go to them to get
We don't get any Fieldwork, and it really breaks my heart.
Well, nobody
because you guys have a lot of, like, you know,
but Fieldwork is opening up a Monterey one, aren't they?
Yeah, now they're in the other.
Cool. You know what else? We don't get fucking Alvarado Street, and they're in Salinas.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Wait, what's the other one?
Then you can just run up to Salinas.
No, what's the other one?
No one wants
really
to
close to Alvarado Street.
This bumper was pulled off by Peter the bus B's? Of Salinas.
Peter B's?
No, no, no.
The Sour House close to Alvarado Street across like the bay.
Sour House.
Sante Adarius.
It's a Sour House?
It's amazing.
Do you guys get those there?
Nope.
Okay.
No one gets Sante Adarius outside of fucking Sante Santa Cruz.
Doesn't. Yeah, they don't.
Adair distribute. Doesn't distribute anywhere.
They don't distribute.
Okay.
I do have bottles at home, and I have a bottle of meh.
Someone else in this room, when I said the name, freaked out. So.
No, she did. Yeah, no, that's who I was talking about. West Ashley.
Yeah, it's her favorite.
Is it better than Libertine?
A lady.
That's a hard question. I like a lot of Libertine beers.
So much dead air right now.
Everyone's listening. So
as someone who listens to a lot of AM radio, I understand what dead air is. It doesn't exist in FM.
Nope, you're
fine. Well,
so here we are.
Wait, I have Wait, a looking out for.
No.
Too late.
It's over.
I'm looking out for everything from Pine and Palm.
No, I have a real thing. I have a real one single beer.
Too late.
All right, Roger. One looking out for.
Field work, fog ripper, tropical sour.
Had it.
Oh, we totally talked about that last week.
No, you didn't. I listened to last week's episode. You didn't talk about it.
Then you didn't listen to last week.
No, I've never had it.
It's amazing, and they are right now putting it into pre-packaged cans.
All right, new beer.
And it's people drink it, and I want to drink it. People bring it and buy it to me and everything else, and I will trade you so much beer.
Bring those to Pine and Palm and get double the alcohol.
Oh, you'll get triple the beer you bring me. You bring me 32 glass. Ounces, you'll get 64. Wow. It's a great deal.
Whoa.
That is not something how you happened. Triple, sir.
I said double.
Mr. Bearded Brewer.
I broke it.
We are
thankful
for all these beers. That's for damn sure.
Big Cod Drinking. I am Dorktown on Untappd. And I have been sick all week, so I haven't done much drinking, but I did manage.
That's a lame excuse.
Yeah, I know. I still managed to drink.
What are you, girl?
It wasn't like I just did not drink at all.
ABV game.
You should have beer in your jacuzzi.
I did. Go for it. The one unique beer I had this week was the Mango IPA from a Barrel House.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
This beer smells like Smarties, by the way.
No, it doesn't.
But that was the only interesting beer I had this week. What the hell beer do we have right now?
This is 10 Buck Chuck.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
This is the first.
Oh, my.
One of you guys put on you're looking out for, right?
Yeah, yes. It is in the looking out for.
So this is the
now
first.
I know you don't listen to this show.
I guess official release from Silver Brewing collaboration with Barrel Works.
Wow.
But ABV
Firestone's game, Barrel Works.
If anybody wants to ABV game this bad boy.
I'm in.
Go nuts. What's I will be the judge again.
I'm going on aroma only.
It's.
What kind of beer is it?
I already poured you. I poured you the first time.
This is a hoppy wild ale.
Hoppy.
It's pretty much.
Read the description, please.
Can you? There's no description. Put it in a sentence. Can you?
What kind of hops?
Put this in a sentence.
Green ones.
Why don't you let everyone else take their guess, and then I'm going to ask you one more question, and then I'll guess.
Who said seven?
I Lucky. Just answer everything with seven. That has no bearing on what the ABV is.
6.4.
Oh, damn you.
6.4.
7.1.
I don't know how to do a sour.
You reciprocate with a number.
Well, in the rear is what we're looking for. In the rear.
Bearded Brewer's in the zone right now.
He wants that back. He wants that back.
Still gonna be lost two in a row.
Yeah. He's like, this is bullshit.
This is bull.
So smooth.
I tipped her to the two.
I'm gonna say 6.5.
Still waiting on Roger.
7 even.
Nick is the winner.
Whoa! No way.
Nailed it. 7-1.
This is rigged. This is rigged.
This is blind rigged. Squirrels and acorns all this over is the rigged. Place tonight.
Wait. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
no the election is totally rigged. Wait, I won. It's totally
no,
not
I won.
Rigged.
Totally I won. Not rigged. I won not the rigged. Popular. I won the popular.
Oh my God, Scotty B is churning and yeah. is driving right now.
He's like, I'm driving.
I'm
off
driving.
The cliff.
I want to hate all of you.
Driving into a ditch.
I'm serious.
But on a serious note, this beer is fucking delicious.
Wow,
it
smells like great. Smarties.
It smells.
Little
it tastes like Rayon Vert, really which is my favorite grain flash beer.
Yeah, I mean, it tastes beautiful. That's
what is this? This is that
Hobby Wild Ale
from Barrel Works, right?
With the collaboration of Chuck Silver.
Little Silva in there.
Mr. Silva. Little the man, side. The myth, the legend.
Got Silva'd.
Silva Magic Dust.
Now, Timbuchuck is a single one from them. They're not doing everything with Chuck Wild, right? Or whatever his name is.
Chuck Silva.
Did
Chuck
you
Wild.
Chuck Silva. No, Chuck Wild.
Chuck Wild.
Did you really just say Chuck whatever
Chuck,
his name
Chuck
is?
Wild. Yeah, dude, it was Chuck Wild.
Chuck Wild.
Next time you see Chuck, you say, what's up, Chuck Wild?
Chuck Wild.
Chuck Wild. Wild. Hey. The best part of this podcast is no one fucking listens to
I knew
it,
you back so. When you were Chuck
what's
Wild.
Up? What's up, Chuck Wild?
I knew you back when you were Chuck Wild.
Really?
See, that's fucking Chuck Wild.
And
man.
You brew beer for a living?
No, I'm standing next to that one.
Dude, that's your new beer name, Chuck Wild.
Chuck Wild.
You better call your next beer Chuck Wild.
He has a day job that
I do
brewing
have a day
is
job.
His recreational.
Yeah, man. He's not like, brewery, he's not all
do
in.
Do you know who Tommy Arthur job. Is?
Roger's not all in yet. He's like, I don't know about this beer thing.
Yeah. Yeah, beer. What?
Is there a future in beer?
It's like fantasy football for Roger.
Oh, no, I can do that. No, are we going there? Also, where was the fantasy football update this week?
Yeah, Eddie Martin, where are you at, bro?
Yeah, fuck
Eddie,
you.
Eddie B. Slippin'.
Eddie gave up.
He's been, speaking of day jobs, he's been rather busy. I chat with him every once in a while.
Excuses.
The dude's been pretty
excuses glad. From the guy
excuses.
Who is too scared
the
to play fantasy
football. Bearded Brewer 87 on Snapchat.
Is that
Bearded
insider
Brewer.
Trading right there?
Oh,
insider
yes.
trading?
Send me the Snapchats.
Oh, the Snapchats.
I won this week.
Let me know if you have jacuzzi.
I won this week in fantasy football.
Let me give you
snap are you in the league?
Picks.
Are you in the league?
I am the creator of the league.
Tony Baggs is running that shit.
Do you know who was like top four? You were one.
I am not. I'm actually number six in
the
playoffs.
Playoffs haven't started
oh,
yet.
No, I thought you said
you
started no, won this
2 weeks.
Week.
I won this yeah, week. Yeah. But if the playoffs were to start this week, I would be number six of six going into the playoffs. Mm. I believe Eddie
the
Martin.
Ten-man league?
Eddie Martin is number one.
Yeah, he is.
Fuck that guy. He gets to be like a real job and then also win fantasy.
Just call him a punk kid.
How do I get in this league?
Hey, y'all, pumpkin. We'll open it up next year.
We're gonna open it next year.
Let's go 12 players. That's
go
where 14. The real men go. 14. No, 14 is stupid. No, it's not. Let's not get crazy. Let's not get crazy.
Why are you yelling?
Because I can't hear myself. I have the poo-poo
I can't
microphone.
Hear myself with headphones
but
on.
We can hear you.
Poo-poo.
Hey, Bearded Brewer 87. Been caught. You caught drinking something this week. Let's get this back on track, bro.
I was over for a Friendsgiving this past evening, or Tuesday evening, because this is Friday. I cracked open a mega Black House that I've been saving for over a year.
Whoa.
I believe it was the first run of mega Black House. I had from Kern River.
I've heard of it.
Their Sequoia Red. Sequoia Red.
At the Goldsteins?
That's a cheap beer in town. I mean, give it up. Cheap and quality.
Why you got to call that name
price,
beer names?
Bro. Price.
That price is down low.
Mm-hmm. Inexpensive.
From Tioga Sequoia, I've had the Burful. Firefall and General Sherman IPA. Always tastes
shocking.
Good.
Where did you drink your own beer?
So
no, Matt drinks like four beers in his life, and he drinks four really good, well-rounded beers. But
I like to be consistent.
How about something that's outside of my realm?
Yay!
Whoa, daring.
So I saw on the board at Goldstein's, they said single hop IPA. And I was like, Shana was bartending, Clam Jam.
Clam Jam. Yeah.
And I was sitting next to the brewer of Tioga, John. So me and John were sitting there, and I was like, oh, well, I'll try that single hop. And she's like, oh, I don't really like it. And I'm all, whoa.
She's like, what are those bartenders? I don't like it, so I'm not going to get it for you.
I was like, I'm going to try it. And so she pours, and I look at the glass, and it was dark in
color. She gave it to you in a dirty glass.
It was dark.
Like, watch this.
It was dark in color, and I take a sip, and I pass it to John. He takes a sip, and I was like, huh? And we both look at each other, and I look on the board, and very tiny font below, it said Cascadian single hop
Canadian darks.
So it was a black IPA. Yeah. And I was like, oh, it's a black. I'm all, fuck yeah, I want that beer.
Yeah, she's trying to hide it from you.
It wasn't Blindfold. They did not call it Blindfold, but it is Cascadian single hop IPA
from the Sierra Nevadas.
For the Sierra Nevadas. And it was damn near beautiful. It was so good.
Beautiful.
And then
don't call your wife near beautiful. it doesn't work out well.
Especially use that word damn.
Damn. You're almost beautiful.
And then our I believe I sent it to the brother, but our local Firestone. Our local Sierra Nevada rep let us know that there is
Mario.
There is a hoppy Sierra Nevada beer pack Hoppy coming pill. Which will include the Blindfold Black IPA.
Ooh, so Blindfold pill. coming back.
Don't hate on the tropical.
At this said Friendsgiving that I mentioned before, we broke out a reserve smoke chaser. Let's see, a Hop Diggity, one of those came up in my rotation.
Yeah.
And then I purchased a Tappet IPA. It was the new label, it was bottled recently, and it was enjoyable.
Tappet's from Silver Coast?
Slow.
Yeah.
They're stepping their game up. So I will give them that.
Now that I went out on a limb and bought the Bomber, I'm hoping to pick up a fresh six-pack. I'd like to have that.
The Tropicale Dank is flipping phenomenal. It's the best beer they've ever made. IPA still can't get on board behind, but meh, to each their own. All but right. Tropicale Dank is where it's at.
Go ahead.
That's what I've been caught drinking. There was one more, but I'm going to save that for the Patreons. I think I'm going to record a new soundbite.
Look for that. If you'd like to be a golden god sound of the bite. Perfect pour, you can be a patron. That is how we pay for the show. People donate to the show, and you get a bonus audio for doing that.
As you should.
And that's what the Bearded Brewer is referencing. He might give you the patrons a review of that. So patreon.com/perfectpour. Look in the show notes. There's a link. Perfectpourpod.com. Roger, was there something interesting outside of all the pine and palms you drank this week?
You drink other beer recently? Other than Pine and Palm?
Do you drink other beer than your
That's
beer?
That's debatable.
I try to on the occasion. This week, the one beer that stood out for me was, Newfound Glory's Uber Dank.
The band?
Newfound Glory.
Newfound Glory.
Newfound Glory?
All right. The straight
Like Sticks
band.
And Stones?
Yep. Now, New
Did
Glory.
Did he cry when you opened it?
New Glory out of Sacramento. Has a beer called Ubadank or Uberdank. I'm not sure if it's Uber. Like
New Glory.
They're West Coast.
New Glory. Idea. Not Newfound Glory.
Yeah, New Glory. New Glory. I went back to it, and I corrected myself. It's funny you're saying Newfound Glory.
I completely
agree. Okay,
I'm wanting to get another six-pack of that beer. I don't know if I've had the correct representation of it.
Oh.
Hops are amazing in that beer. I will agree with you.
Oh. Yeah, but that beer is smoking. As the just today's representation of a West Coast IPA, it hits it on the head, and it's fresh, it's new, and I enjoyed it. Other than that, I mean, go fuck yourselves.
All right. What's your name? Tony Bags?
What's your name? Hey, that guy.
Hey, what's your face?
Guy over there on the other side of the table with the same shirt I'm
wearing. Mr. Times, what do you have to...
So,
I got that hat, too. But Tony Bags and I are wearing the same festival dingness shirt. Because
we are.
Oh, shit, you are. Because
we're the cool people.
Twinsies.
Took me till right now to realize it, too. Did
recently,
okay.
I was drinking the Oats and the Four Hops from Sierra
Oats
Nevada.
Oats and the Four Hops. Whoa, I have not seen that.
This is their newest beer camp release.
This is why I love Sierra Nevada. They're like, by the way, we're releasing
they're doing
six
a,
beers.
They're doing a beer camp release now?
Doesn't so beer like camp is happening? So they do the beer camp box set, which is all the breweries.
Yeah.
So then there's also a beer camp that goes year round where they bring in
they do like one
people
right?
from around the world to bring these like bar owners world and people. Such things. So like Oats and the Four Hops was a creation from Ash Management in SLO. So Ash Management owns probably 10 bars in San Luis Obispo County. They own 2-3 bars in San Clemente. They own 3 bars in Arizona. They went in and made a hoppy lager called Oats and the Four Hops. Really nice, really tropical, hoppy punch in your face. That was really good. Haunted Stars from Modern Times. I had it at a tap takeover I did at a wine bar in SLO.
That's the rye one, right?
Yes.
Yes. Right.
No, this is at the Wine Shed.
Oh, man.
Out by the Graduate.
The Graduate's not still there, is it?
It is still up and pumping.
Oh, my God.
The Graduate's never going away.
I saw Real Big Fish.
Was there 20 years ago.
I saw Real Big Fish at the Graduate a couple months ago, and I saw the Chainsmokers at the Graduate a couple months ago.
All
right. I had this really, really, not going to say shocking because everything this brewery does is pretty damn good, but I had a Bourbon Bacon Maple Ottimus today from the Tioga Sequoias.
Yep.
That tastes like bacon crack and it was delicious.
bacon crack.
I had an Underworld Dreams on draft at the Goldsteins.
Nice.
I had a Devil's Teeth with almond, vanilla, and cocoa nibs at the Goldsteins. And Nick just opened another beer.
I love gold! What else did you have?
Carry on.
I had a Scully Barrel 26 from Paradox with mango chili sour.
Lame. Nerds.
I went to Kern Rivers and drank all of the things.
Did you have was there something you didn't have?
Did you talk to Adrian?
Did you talk to Adrian?
I am not that cool. I did not talk to Adrian.
Wait, did you do the pickup yourself?
I did.
So cool.
Bunny one. Bunny Slim? Oh, Shuttle Bunny.
Shuttle Bunny.
Shuttle Bunny. Shuttle Bunny. Shuttle Bunny. Shuttle Bunny is delicious.
Label by.
Okay, Label by. I'm never hearing a Label by again because you guys don't know what White Buffalo is. And that's so sad about White Buffalo is one of my favorite music artists in the world, and last week listening to the podcast hurt my heart. I go see White Buffalo in concert probably 4 times a year.
Dang, dude.
Thank you, because my girlfriend's awesome and introduced me to fucking White Buffalo. But probably 4 times a year. He is absolutely phenomenal.
There, it's been properly dealt with on the show now.
Listen to that.
Everyone's going to be listening to White Buffalo, all the Perfect Poor listeners, and be like, all right. Open up there.
Heard about it.
I had a perfect boy.
Totally heard about
listen
it.
Listen to the song, The Pilot. It'll change your life. Not even close to joking.
What did you say, Roger?
I didn't say that.
No, listen, seriously, listen to White Buffalo. Listen to the song, The Pilot. It will change your life.
There you
and
that's a looking out for.
We have a new beer. New beer. This is a looking out for Nick last week.
I see a D that looks like beechwood.
It is a beechwood.
Oh my god, it's a beechwood.
It's a beechwood.
It's gonna get you, give you the D right
this
now.
Is
so back, give
I'm not
D.
I'm not that cool. This isn't a Sexy Sadie 2016. This was last year's batch. This is 2015.
Totally lame.
Oh my god,
totally lame.
Why did you even show up?
I know, I'm sorry. I can go home.
Yeah, go home.
Well, you leave the beer.
Because today's Friday.
It's Friday.
You ain't got a job.
You ain't got shit to do.
Job. You ain't got no job.
How you get fire stealing?
Come on, man.
We're just trying to build a clubhouse.
Get that Beechwood going,
bro. This is the Beechwood Sadie.
What a picture.
2015 dark ale and bourbon barrels from the Beechwoods.
Dark ale.
Long Beach, California.
Long Beach.
Dark like ale. Snoop Dogg.
Yep.
No, but Snoop. Sadie, Beatles
LBC,
reference.
LBC, man.
Sexy Sadie.
Sexy Sadie.
Me what too. Have you
I'm
done?
From Long Beach.
Wow. You've made an excellent beer, Sadie.
Look at that. It's going around. He's trying to reach for Matt.
Ah, the aroma.
I stole it.
No. Stop stealing.
So I think I nailed all
all my aroma.
I think I nailed all of the looking out for beers in the last couple weeks that I have.
All we have to do is invite you on once a year, and you kill all her looking
Tony
out
Tony Bax has all the looking out for
as long as I also
can. No. I failed because I drank all my Phantom Carriage because it's fucking delicious.
Oh! He had Phantom Carriage.
I literally dug through probably 25 boxes of beer last night looking for Phantom Carriage. And I'm like, I know I have. Nobody drank it all.
You drank it all.
You just said 25 boxes of beer.
In my closet.
Yeah. Aren't you supposed to put clothes in there?
Not according to him.
Okay. No.
It's a beer.
It's the beer cave.
Clothes goes on the ground, if you know what I mean.
Clothes are worthless.
You don't they go in the chair if they're halfway clean.
You can't dry hop clothes.
You don't
have that's in the guest bedroom.
You can dry hop them.
You don't have a beer list? You don't have an inventory log? Of?
I do, actually.
Okay.
I made him buy a second fridge.
Did he say log?
Everybody should have a beer fridge.
That's full. I have another closet of 25 cases.
I have
that's
two
that's
beer
my
fridges.
Dream is to have a double
the
door
fuck,
fridge.
I got a whole walk-in.
No, the fucked up problem is in here.
The fucked up problem is seriously half of
chili beer. Yeah,
I take that back. 2/3 of it is fucking brewery and Modern Times because they're like, "Hey, you're a member of this club. Would you like to buy these 75 beers this month?" I'm like,
"Wait, Modern Times?
I don't
you
have
buy
the money
beer from
for
them?
That." And yes, I want all of them.
So, we could help you with the Modern Times beers. We probably don't care about the brewery, but if you need
Whoa! Pump the brakes.
We'll
the brewery
help
are fucking revolutionary, fucking amazing people.
Okay, I love Sour and the Rye. But
can I do a and or
Black
or
Tuesday?
Modern Times or Fieldworks.
Fieldwork.
Okay, I had a Mocha Wednesday. That was pretty
Fieldwork.
Rad.
But they're one in the same.
No, Modern Times or Fieldwork.
Fieldwork.
Without Modern Times, we wouldn't have Fieldwork.
Disagree. Without
Modern
Ballast
Times
point,
or Fieldwork.
Whoa.
Those are all the same thing.
So Matt votes for a
Ballast
Point.
Alex Tweet won a Ballast Point homebrew contest, which made him a professional brewer.
A no vote.
Where he created Grapefruit Sculpin. Where he went to Modern Times for funsies and then opened Fieldwork with Barry Braden.
Thank you. And
but
if
also,
you listen to
Alex
him,
Tweet's been gone for
3 years.
Three years now. So all this new crap that isn't the core four is not Alex. So here's the question. Fieldwork or Modern Times?
Fieldwork then. Well, I will still say the first time that I had Blazing World 3 years ago is different from the Blazing World we have now. It's not worse.
Agreed.
But there is a different dankiness that is not there.
Yep. Agreed.
I agree with
I
that.
Agree as well.
Yeah, I totally noticed that.
Also, but, does anyone here follow Alex's tweet on
that.
Instagram?
I noticed that before.
But,
I noticed it before.
It's all his dogs.
If you listen to him,
right now, Tony Bax
voice,
thinking back like, oh,
he
shit,
sounds,
is all his dog.
My favorite thing about Alex Sweet
is his dog?
If you listen to his voice, he sounds exactly like TJ Miller, which is fucking hysterical to me.
I love TJ Miller. I've never heard Alex Sweet talk.
They did a big interview on a Brewing Network,
the
session.
Network.
But
oh, they have
still,
to.
The voice, it is dead on. And so when I hear him talking, I just picture TJ Miller's face talking as a brewer.
Alex Sweet is one of the
Does it cuss as much?
What?
Does it cuss as much?
Oh, yeah, he does.
Is it like every 2 seconds an F-bomb and like ripping on like
he's ugly avocados that fucking other avocados. It's the nicest people I've ever met in the beer industry. I love that guy to death. I remember when he was starting out as a home brewer and just, hey, look, I made this beer and people like it. And what's really cool about him is he went from Ballast Point to Modern Times to Fieldwork, and he's still, hey, check it out, I made this beer, people like it.
Yep.
Like, there's never been a change in his demeanor. Like, oh, I'm the brewer of Fieldwork.
That sounds kind of cool.
Badass fucking motherfucker. Nope. Give zero fucks. He's like, hey, you like my beer? High five. Let's have a conversation and on to the next. And he's a very hardcore Spurs, like the soccer fan.
No, then you
Tottenham?
Then yeah. You had to bring sports into it.
Fuck that guy.
Oh, he's hardcore in that fucking shit.
Well, because kind of like the West Ham.
I don't know from soccer, but.
Oh, well, the only two people that don't.
I know he has a come on you Spurs fucking tattoo on his arm.
All right. Hey, Alex, you're not listening, but Roger from Pine and Palm likes West Ham. I still think you're funny on your Instagram, and I like your beer. West Ham.
I like cooked ham.
I like cooked ham.
I like actual ham.
My point is, look up TJ Miller, and you will know what Alex from...
Well, TJ Miller is straight up on... the show that we all like. Why the fuck? Silicon Valley, thank you. Sorry.
And you'll know what I'm talking about. That's all I'm trying to say.
I like ham. Wait,
they don't look the same.
Bacon.
No.
No.
Tater tots.
But you said the same.
Maybe by hair color. They might have the same hair color, but that's about it.
Kind of orangey
all
red?
The ham.
Yeah.
Breakfast ham. Dinner ham.
Is this like a Dr. Seuss fucking.
Is there something you've been caught?
I forgot. I don't even care anymore.
Yeah, just get out of here then.
Oh, Mocha Wednesday.
Mocha Wednesday.
And Firestone 20th.
I almost brought that tonight.
Damn it. I had it. Had it.
Had it.
Cool story, though. I had Firestone 10.
I like Alex's tweet
Parabola
right now.
Better.
I don't disagree with you.
Yeah.
Parabola like, I think Firestone 20, again, is young. It's all there.
But maybe, yeah.
I was not a fan of 18 at all when it came out. I had it this year.
17 was the last one I remember really, really liking.
Amazing.
Yeah.
17's still, as you called me out the other day, that I did the vertical.
Oh, yes. My favorite. I'm jealous.
17 was really? Still my favorite.
We got a 16th in there if you're not sure.
Looks nothing like DJ Miller.
Oh, man. What else was there?
Looks nothing like DJ Miller.
I don't know.
What else?
It's the same Nick. Hair color. What basketball that's all I said.
He's like dark hair.
TJ Miller sounds like a basketball name.
Basketball name. I'm a basketball player.
Maybe he was.
So, Tony Baggs, do you actually know Alex's tweet?
Yes.
How so?
We were friends when I lived in San Diego.
Oh, all right.
They both had San Diego's.
San Diegans.
San Diegans.
Tweet.
They were both a part of the same yacht club.
Yacht Rock.
Chino Yacht Club. Shout out. Another show
ever. And now the cheese. Tweet.
Hey, man. Got some cheers, bro? Who's got the cheers? I'm going to cheers Brew Dork from Untap.
Whoa.
And PW, Jerome Shaw, and all the people participating and sharing the show this week, especially our golden gods from the
golden gods.
Like Tony Bagg sitting right here, giving us the money so we can make stickers.
Make it rain.
The monies.
So we can finally get a jacuzzi and a fucking limo.
Jacuzzi.
Forever we've had this limo.
Yeah.
Now we just need the jacuzzi.
They're like, when are you going to get a jacuzzi in it? Like, we're waiting for our golden god money.
That's just all we need.
Waiting for it.
So cheers to everybody that shares the show. It's a big help to us if you subscribe to the show on iTunes. If you tell your friends, your other beer friends, like, do you listen to the Perfect Pour? You know, when you're sitting around the table and it's like uncomfortable, you know, nobody's talking. Everyone's like, I don't really have anything to talk about. They're like, hey, do you listen to podcasts? Listen to Perfect Pour? There you go.
I think it's just
that random, should take up a couple minutes.
Randomly yell out, Perfect Pour!
Perfect Pour!
Then you're like,
Perfect Get Pour!
Ripped! Perfect Pour podcast!
Get ripped!
Ramp.
You ever heard of getting ripped?
They're big jacuzzi.
I walked out of the room and still was like, oh, wait, we can throw a jacuzzi in there? Yeah. We got big jacuzzi.
But Tony Mags, right. You need to give some cheers out before we can get out of here?
Yes. First off, to piggyback on what Mikey said, guys, these guys do this every single week. And if you break it down, it's $1.25 a month. Like, don't be a cheap ass. Like, they deserve it. It's awesome. You know you listen every week. So you can splurge $1.25 a week and be a golden god. And it's seriously, it's awesome. Like,
you can't believe your life.
Your life makes you have.
What's your goal again?
Oh my God. Like, I walk around every day.
VIP access.
And people look at me, they're like, wow, you have like, something. I'm like, I'm a golden guy. Yeah, it's cool.
I'm a golden guy.
You have this glow about you.
Yeah, you can tell.
You can download the glow for $1.25 a month. You can spot the
golden guys.
And
at your local brewery.
Not only do you be awesome and be a golden guy, but cheers to Chew Your Beer, to Kelly, like, friends that I have made because of the Perfect Pour. It's kind of awesome.
Just that is weird to hear, but awesome.
Just $1.25 a week.
Oh, Sarah McLachlan can start singing.
No.
Now I'm thinking Matt ruined it. Matt ruined
thinking
it.
Of sad animals.
Matt ruined it.
Animals are in the rain now.
Good song. Angelina Jolie's going to pop up right now and tell you about how you can save an African American kid.
Now I'm thinking of Louie in the rain.
Good.
And he's all wet and he's sad.
This is the worst.
Poor Louie. He's wet and sad.
$4.25 a week. Nobody you can save a perfect pour.
For half the price of a Dutch Brothers.
For $1.25 a week, you can help these three guys get drunk every Wednesday night. Don't you want to be a part of this?
And Roger.
They will be like, hey, guy, thank you for helping us get drunk.
It shows like a hipster beer geek just like cuddled outside of a brewery and it's raining. He's all,
every rose has its storm.
They're not open.
They're not open. I wish I could have it.
I think I had the wrong song.
Yeah. Every rose has its thorn.
That's it.
Is this it?
Yep.
Are you sure?
No, we're not.
No, that's another Sarah McLachlan.
Oh, my God.
Just for $1.25 a week, we'll never have
to. So, I would like to retract my $1.25 a week for the rest of my life.
By the way,
if I never have to hear Sarah McLachlan again,
don't give thank these you. People money.
It's still not the right song,
Nick. I don't think it's the right song.
It's not the right song.
No.
So again, cheers to Chew Your Beer. Cheers to Kelly. Cheers to my awesome girlfriend Ashley for dealing with
cheers
us.
Cheers, Ashley.
Why does she have more than one song?
Hey, Sarah,
she's a band.
Because she is in the arms of an angel.
So it's okay for Foo Fighters to have more than one song?
Yes.
Yeah, not Sarah McLachlan.
Whoa.
You're defending the McLachlan.
There will be
right
no bad mouthing of the Foo Fighters.
I'll bad mouth the Foo Fighters. You ready?
Whoa.
You ready
you
for
will
this?
Not.
I
you
know,
will
I'm just
not.
Kidding.
Look at
Foo
Fighters. Dude, this asshole has a Foo Fighters shirt on right now.
My shirt right now.
Watch your fucking mouth, bro. Although Taylor Hawkins, Taylor Hawkins is going solo.
He has a solo. Really?
Again.
He has a solo album.
He does have a solo album, Taylor Hawkins, like the Knight Riders, but he's going solo again.
Besides the Coattail Riders?
Coattail Riders, oh. Knight Riders, whatever. He's
is going, he
going solo
back?
Again.
All I want to know is when's he going back to, what's her name?
Oh, that bitch.
Yeah. Alanis
Morissette.
Never.
God, Alanis Morissette.
Oh, she's got some titties on her.
And that's a perfect pour.
No one has ever said that.
Any
about
more
Lance
cheers?
Morse.
Any more cheers?
I mean, like, she was on the Nickelodeon show. He's like, she's got some tits on her. Like, what the fuck just happened? She played a great Jesus, by the way.
Best.
She was in a amazing God in Dogma.
The only time anyone's ever said
she's
that
an amazing God in Dogma.
She's got the fist on her.
Where's Morrison? Yeah,
she does.
She sings that song. No. She's got some great tits on her.
She does have breasts, yes.
Is it ironic?
Alanis Morris. Is it ironic?
Does have nice tits.
Don't you think? We don't think.
Ah, damn it. We should have stopped long ago.
Yes. Are we still going?
Yeah.
I was just talking this because, like,
you
I
thought
hate
it was
my microphone.
After hours. All right. Well, thanks for listening.
I thought we were in the post perfect pour.
Sorry
the
for
PPP.
All the yelling.
Yes.
And Alanis Morris said tits.
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving. Merry yesterday, Christmas. Everyone.
Drink brown ales with your damn turkey.
Everyone, I'm glad you had a good Thanksgiving.
And your gravy. Nothing goes better with that food than a brown ale.
Hey, I'll see you.
Turn around brown.
I wasn't saying that specifically, but yes.
Be careful and safe and have fun.
Yeah, that band that we all love.